You're listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our cut of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Center pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Center pregame show from Prince George Stadium. We're getting set for game four in this six-game series in the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis with Ballpark in Bowie. So glad to bring as the Bay Sox come in red hot right now. Really the only thing hotter than the weather lately. They continue their onslaught of Richmond last night with their consecutive win by double digits. 15-5 demolition that included a 4-run first inning, 5-run fourth inning, and a 5-run sixth inning. Not to mention two different 4-hit games. Cesar Prieto, 4-for-5, with a trio of singles, a double, 3 runs, and 3 runs scored. Hudson Haskin went 4-for-6, solo home run and 3 singles, 4 runs driven in, and 2 runs. A phenomenal performance for Sox offensively. It was also highlighted Drew Rahm pitching a quality start. 6 innings, 6 hits, only 3 runs allowed. Did set a new career high with 3 allowed, but it was 3 solo, so he was still able to pick up the win, him up on the season to just 4-1. Noah Denoyer will get the start today. We'll preview the pitching matchup in just a bit, but let's get you up to date on recent transactions for the Bay Sox. And there's nothing new on the roster today, but there is some ahead into tomorrow and Sunday. While Richmond stays the same and Bowie stays the same, the Orioles have announced that Ramon will join the Bay Sox at some in the near future to begin a rehab on his way back up to the major leagues. I have to imagine it comes within the weekend. If not, it will happen when the Bay Sox go to visit Somerset. It is not a trip for the Bay Sox to get up there, Jersey. Let's get you some numbers for today's game as Richmond comes in for game number 73 on the season. 40-32 overall record. Game losing streak as the Squirrels in 3 here in the second half. Is 4-6 over their last 10 and 8-18 when playing on the road. The Bay Sox also come in for game number 7 season, a 30-42 mark in the game winning streak as Bowie is the team undefeated in the South so far this year for the second half. Bowie is 5-5 over their last 17-19 when playing in front of the crowds at Prince George's Stadium. So with Bowie leading the pack, closest team to them is Altoona and Erie, both tied for second place, only one game out of first, while Akersburg are both two games out of first at 1-2, and Richmond is in last three games out of first place. For Richmond, they don't need to concern themselves much with the second half record. They've won a ticket into the Eastern League. Your starting pitching matchup for today, Noah Denoyer getting the start for Bowie, while Kaiwei Tang gets the ball for him. We'll talk about Tang first, a full record and a 4.79 ERA, 18 games all starts. Tai was originally signed by the Minnesota Twins back in 2017, but he was sent to San Francisco at the trade deadline, part of the same deal in 2019. He did run into some contact in his 2021 campaign with Hodge. He still found the time to strike out in 42 batters in 85 and two-thirds innings. He's already 75 strikeouts this season. It's the Flying Squirrels with that metric, 10 Eastern League. Bowie is actually missing already twice this season. He fired five innings against the Bay Sox. It was the second game of the season at Prince George's Stadium. But then Bowie again at the end of April. Say it was when Bowie was visiting Richmond with their only full six-game series at the Diamond this year. And the Bay Sox were able to nick him for a few. Six runs in four innings. It was the Bay Sox win in that six-game set. But Tang is still a good while he does walk a handful of batters thanks to the combo that can work a little high and away. He does have a low fastball that locates well, but it's about that breaking stuff for him. He uses it in his fastball, and he has walked 38 batters this season in 67 two-thirds innings. So the Bay Sox could make that today. That's what's going to be key. On to Noah Denoyer. It's his first double-A start. An 0-1 record for Denoyer, but a 1.2 ERA this season for the right. And of course, if you watched any of his appearances while working in long relief bullpen, he's usually piggyback Drew Rahm, and he has been phenomenal. There's only one appearance this Denoyer has allowed more than one run with the Bay Sox, and really one at any appearance. Even his time with Aberdeen, he didn't allow more than one run in an outing. And that was his double-A debut, a part of that barn burner, 11-10, 11-inning walk-off loss for the Bay Sox up in Reading. Other than that, Denoyer has been best you could ask for. He's riding a 7-inning streak right now and pitched scoreless innings with one hit and one strikeout against Erie last week, but it helped the Bay Sox secure their sixth out win of the season as Denoyer earned the save his second year. But of course, with him, it's all that quick rhythm. He uses at best 4 seconds on pitch clock, especially when there are no runners base. So if he can just cue with that fast pace of his, the batter's time to breathe, and then use that curveball to pick up the swings and misses on the edge, then he'll be in for a good day. Should be. We've got more to come here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside for now. When we return, we chat with D. Mundy, hottest hitter in the lineup at the moment, as Bowie and Richmond go toe to the fourth time this week. We're back and we're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From wounds to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled musts to poison ivy, care is our corner at Patient First. Walk your doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, labs, and prescription
as
drugs
Bowie
are on site. Major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, First is here for you. Patient, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Special Bay Sox Live Happy Hour, day July 14th at Prince's Stadium. Along with the usual live meet specials from 5 to 6:30, it's also Burritoville Night Out at the ballpark. Get your flip-flops, salt shakers, and Hawaiian t-shirts ready to celebrate crew culture with Margaritaville Night, sponsored by Bud Light. That's Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. So get out at baysox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, whether it's braces or Invisalign alone. Anyone can get the smile they've always wanted. Flexible payment options. With two leading orthodontists right here in the D.C., we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com and book your free consult. That's rdsmile.com. Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider, Bowie Bay Sox.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging's pregame show, getting set for Game 4 in this six-game series between Bowie and Richmond, sitting down with J.D. Mundy, another one last night. Of the four that you've had last three games, do you have a favorite so far? You've been mashing them.
Probably the last one is my favorite. I feel like hitting the ball hard backside is, you know, that's really my strength as a hitter. That one's definitely my favorite.
Because you came in yesterday and greeted the reliever. What's it like in that kind of situation? What are you expecting when you're going up against an opponent who are sitting on deck waiting to face off a starter that you've already, you know, game planned and scouted for, you know, big during the day?
Our hitting coach, Brandon Becker, does a good job of over, and, you know, even if I'm up to hit, if we got a new pitcher, he'll come up, you know, kind of let me know what's his out pitch. So I had a pretty good idea what I was going to get up there, and that helped me out.
How does your approach at TV change when you're batting with the bases and compared to runners on base? Because especially the last couple of days, everyone's up with runners on base lately.
Right. Honestly, I'm just trying to, you know, get in my zone and just hammer it, put a swing on it, hit the ball hard. You know, I got a fastball. I was ready for it and just put a good swing on it.
Again, we're here Monday on the DCA Imaging Systems show, getting set for this six-game series between Bowie and Richmond. Well, is there anything working on that you think has led to just a good comfortability and being a team for the third time this season, first doing that?
I think I changed my focus when I'm, you know, in batting practice and then just trying to, you know, get my hands on top of the ball. I feel like I've been missing a lot of balls early in the season, so just keep my hands on top of the ball. Line drives been helping me.
You went to Radford, and you were undrafted free agent. What's it been like to kind of stay within your area? Of course, Maryland, not too close to the Virginia area, but what's it been like that you don't have to say to the Pacific Northwest to play?
It's definitely been great to have fiance and family come up here to, you know, watch me play. It's all, you know, gives me a little extra spark when I play the game, seeing them up hands. So it's been really good this year.
Again, we're here with JD Mundy on the DCA Systems pregame show. What's it been like additions lately? Obviously, Cesar Prieto has been about 5-6 weeks point, so he's maybe a bit of an exception. He's still a riser in the system as much as Norby Kowser and Mayo. What first few days been like?
I actually those guys early, and I went to up and enjoy with them, so I kind of have a feel for them. I met them. Three really players play the game the right way, really hard. I'm glad they're on our team.
One of the things I do like to ask from folks on this team, usually it's a fist, but I do like to get the idea of hitters too. What pitcher on this team would you least like as an opposing batter?
Ooh, let's see. I'll go with Ryan Watson, right? I think he, you know, he's out there throwing hard, has a good feel for himself, hitting his spots, and he's looked pretty good so far.
Now, if you were a scout, you were watching yourself play, what would put down on the scouting report for JD Mundy?
I would put down complete, can hit to all parts of the field, has gotten better on his defense, a little more athletic than last year, but just overall good hitter, ball to any parts of the field with power.
Promoted at the tail end of life, you didn't get to actually see any playing time because of the injury. What was that kind of experience like while going through the rehab into the offseason, getting into the early work in January, and then finally getting to be on the field that you had rightfully earned at the tail end of last season? Mm-hmm.
It was tough if just getting to, you know, sit at each other's guys up in Florida, swing the bat. That's my dude. So just sitting out, but buying my time, knew that I can there eventually, and just the process, and it's been good.
Has there been any change because of the injury, or is it go through the rehab and get back to what you were normal?
Just get to back to what I was normal doing.
Again, we're here with JD on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. One last question. We're on the road trip for next week. You get back after a long day at this hotel in Somerset. What are you going to TV or the streaming service to end the night as you binge watch?
Man, you're going to have to ask my fiance. She's the one picking it. I like playing the video games, so I'll be on playing.
Game?
I play all the shooting games, Fortnite, Apex, Call of Duty, right, like that. Yeah.
All right, JD. Thank you. Keep it rolling, man.
Thank you.
That's fun to hear on the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show. We'll step aside, be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe weld, HVAC service industry? You interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, Fitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program, apply, please visit steam-602.org. Steamfitters-602.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Members get access to special members' events, discount ticket offers, and gifts for just signing up. Parent over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotion giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club now at BaySox.com.
partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide pest control services. For all your resident and commercial pest control needs, call Pest. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest controls, call Pest now. You can reach at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pest.com.
Well, we're back at Georgia Stadium here at Bowie as the Bay Sox and Flying Squirrels get set to tango. Matt Sabata's with you on what's been a bit of a muggy day. Overcast clouds are starting to thread ever so slightly, but get something. Hopefully it won't be too hard pouring. Going to delay, obviously we have contingency for that, but we will be able to get this game on time, that much I can tell you for sure. Speaking of today's game, let's tell you about the starting for both sides, why don't we? Leading on Richmond, it's going to be Michael Gigliotti after yesterday off. He lost out on a 7-hit streak on Wednesday, went 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. The Hawks held Richmond to just one run, one win. Shane Matheny will slot after batting first today, and Diego Rincones will continue third. He's been tearing things up at Hawks this season, had a late home run against today. It was his second career home run against Tom. Rincones is hit 50 overall against the base compared to just his 243 average on this. Sean Roby is going to clean up today. He has just been really trying to reach what was such a strong start to the season. He did have 7 runs in the month of June, but came in the front half of it. And putting together his home runs in bunches, remember home runs, in that first freeze of the season against Altoona. He does have 19 on the season. That's tied for the most among active players in the Eastern League, but it's still just coming in quick bunch. That's been the interesting thing for it. Ricardo will follow. He's 2-for-7 in this series. Overall game with the Squirrels. And Tyler Fitzgerald will come after that. He's the stop batting sixth. Brandon Martano is catching for the second consecutive day. Sox, while they were able to use all the base hits, bypassing them to try for steals, they at least put on the speed for time to test Martirano. Really, they had no issue testing. So Prieto picked up an early stolen base, then Colton Cowser swiped a bag in the fourth, and the Bay Sox were able to advance on a couple pitches here and there as well. Cesar Prieto has did it twice. So with Martirano to dish, he's only caught 7 potential steals in 5 overall attempts this season. So that's an incredible 38 stolen, 45 attempts. See, I can do the math. Bowie will still have big opportunity to run wild when on base. And with the amount of walks that Kai Wang is allowing on the mound this season, it'd be the big opportunity early for the Bay Sox today. At bottom, it's going to be Armani Smith batting in right field today and shifting down from the 5 slot after he broke out of a hitless skid yesterday, went 1-for-4 with an early single, but got stranded at first base. And then Jacob Hayward will slot down into the 9 hole. He's only hitting 1 for the Bay Sox this season. He finally had a 3-game hitless skid late in today's game, a 9th inning sixth. He scored one of Richmond's 5 in one of their 2 runs in that 9th inning. On the Bay Sox lineup, you've got Corby leading it off and Cesar Prieto, but then Hudson Haskin will bat third. Cowser is already getting a day off. Not really anything to get concerned about. Well, Kobe Mayo had his second off. He played on Tuesday and then came back in on Thursday, picked up his first 2-run home run. I'd have to imagine Connor Norby gets a day off at some point on the weekend. But right now, Cowser will get the day off as Hudson Haskin heard. But then Kobe Mayo will be back in just 1-for-10 in his AA day series. He struck out 6 times, walked 1. Joey Ortiz will bat 5th, and the Maverick Handley bat 6th. JD bat 7th. That tells you how great the lineup has been for Bowie when it comes to contact, drawn, and pitches seen by these individual batters when you've got the hottest hitter in the lineup in terms of overall. We're still batting 7th over. He's one of the 2 lefties in the lineup and the designated hitter today, which leaves Andrew Dashbach at first base. Dad at 8th, and then Zach Watson will be in right field batting 9th. It's a good-looking outfield today. Connor Norby getting his first taste in left field, while Hudson is in his usual center, and Zach Watson is in right field. Well, the Bay Sox have taken the field. Aside one final time when we return with first pitch and all the play-by-play. We're this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays, ZY Pyrotechnics, will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang. Sky Shooter Displays, additional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and more. The night sky is truly lit. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 573-281-36 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bay Sox. The best value to see the games at Prince George's Stadium. You could be presented your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a Frimbers collectible at your first home. Pack now by calling 3464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusters. From document creation, output to scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 1-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAM.com. DCA Systems, office technology easy.
It's time for Bay Sox baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smilers, and Spy Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Boo and Ox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George Stadium. It's game four in this sixth series between the Richmond Flying Squirrel and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Ott is with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Noah DeNoyer warms on the mound, Fox, the starting lineup for the Flyers that he'll face looks like this. Sitting off in center field, you've got Michael Giglio, followed by Shane Matheny at second base, bat second. Diego Rincones in field, bats third. Sean Roby is base batting fourth. Ricardo Hemp is the first baseman batting fifth. Tyler Fitzgerald, the shortstop, bats sixth. Toronto is the catcher batting seventh, on right field eighth, and Jacob Hayward bats ninth. The Flying Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Guerra, Danny Santon, and Gary Davin. Chris Walsh is the athletic trainer. He's 40-32 on the season, 0.5. And again, that lineup for the got Gigliotti, Matheny, Rincones, Roby, Hedvase, Fitzgerald, Arturano, Smith, Hayward, all to face off against Noah DeNoyer on the mound. Gigliotti digs in a left hand, 238 average on the season, a 7 OPS. DeNoyer fires first pitch home, it's a fastball, misses just wide, and we're underway at 7 p.m. here on an 83 cloudy overcast day at Prince George's Stadium. The 1-0 hammered out toward deep right in trouble, and back to the wall, and there it goes. A big fly by Mike Gigliotti, his 7th home season, and on the second pitch of the Richmond takes a 1-0 advantage. Fifth home run allowed by near this season, 102 miles to the bat and 416 from home plate for Gigliotti. That's his since the Bay Sox this season. And now on to Shane Matheny. Prince George's Stadium here in 309 feet down the line with left field, 405 feet to straightaway. As Matheny digs in and under, first pitch home is swung off breaking ball down and away and the count opens 2-1. Matheny a 300 this season, a 948 OPA and 52 games played. Triple, 9 homers, the 0-1. That changeup dots the outside corner a bit wide, but it's called for strike as it's quickly to nothing and 2. 20 runs batted in for Matheny this season. He's a heavy pull candidate for left hand. The 0-2. On and miss for strike 3. A pitch in the dirt. Handley recovers on the other side of the circle and tosses it over to most easily. An early strike with DeNoyer, and now we're underway with them here in the first inning. The defensive buoy from left to right in the out. You've got Connor Norby, Hudson Haskins, Zetton. Kobe Mayo at third, Joey Ortiz at short, Cesar Perillo at second, and Andrew Dashbach at first. Maverick Handley catch behind the plate for Noah DeNoyer on mound. First pitch home to Diego Rincones is just nicked fast slightly up the first baseline in the counting in one. Noah DeNoyer, a 6'5", 225, 24-year-old right-hander from Tracy, Kenya, signed as a minor league free agent in 2019. He went to San Juan Delta College in Stockton, California. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Reynez muscles it foul right side, and the count nothing and 2. With Bowie, DeNoyer has gone 0-1, but with 1.72 ERA and 8 games all in relief, they've all been long, usually backing up Drew Ryan. 31 in the third innings this DeNoyer as he fires the 0-2, and curveball that misses down and away. Count runs strikes now. DeNoyer got 36 batters, walked only 5. He's now given up 5 home runs after lead-off blast by Gigliotti. Opponents just hitting 143 again. As he kicks and fires 1-2. Breaking ball lofted slow down the line to second. Picked by Cesar Prieto. And from the shallow outfield grass sends it to first easily. Put out and there's two gone. Your crew for today's game. Mitch Treziak is at base. Kevin Manzik is at first. And Hardlin Acosta is the crew chief. He's balls and strikes behind home plate. Well, that home broke up a string of 7 consecutive scoreless innings for Noah DeNoyer that he had accumulated the tail end of his outing against and threw 4 scoreless innings against the Seawolves last week.
First pitch home to Sean Roby is swung on and missed. A foul high, and it's nothing and one to start. DeNoyer picked up the save against Erie. Polished off the Bay Sox sixth shutout of the season. He struck out one in that appearance, though. That was a season's low. As the changeup called strike on the outer edge, and it's already nothing and... Base is empty, two away here in the top. Bowie already trailing 1-0. Roby behind on the count, nothing and two. 2.13 average, a 7-2 OPS with four doubles and a triple. Pitch misses down and away, and runs to a ball and two strikes. 61 games, he has 19 runs to lead Richmond. Runs driven in, but his strikeout numbers have been climbing. They put the shit from the 1-2 pitch. Misses the king ball as the count runs even at two. Roby does have 19 home runs against the Bay Sox, but an even abysmal 191 OPS at Bowie. That's always out of the stretch, and the 2-2 is in there for strike three. Hung ball on the inside edge to freeze Roby. Inning is over with two strikeouts. Home run from Michael Gigliotti gives him the early edge. Bottom of the first, it's Richmond 1, Bowie off. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for it done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local will always deliver the most skilled, trained plumbing craftsmen in the DM. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you plumbers of Local 5 Washington, start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's 5plumbers.org.
At Lumina South, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your endings. Visit us at our Ann Arbor Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices. At Luminous Health, you are the key. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Well, the Richmond Flyers jumped ahead to an early 1-0 lead. The off home run by Michael Gigliotti in the first. And as we move to the bottom of the first, Bay Tang will take over for the Squirrel. He prepares to face off against the following Bowie Sox lineup. Leading off in left field, Norby, followed by Cesar Prieto at base, batting second. Hudson Haskins, center field, bats third. Kobe Mayo at bats fourth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, fifth. Maverick Hanley, the catcher, sixth. J.D. Mundy, the DH, bats seventh. Andrew Dashbach at first base. And Zach Watson in right field, bats ninth. The Bay Sox affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, there's by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Bear, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Foe, and Chandler Geller. Galvin Christensen is the video coordinator, and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainer. Bowie is 30-42 on the season, but 3-0 in the second. Again, that lineup, you've got Norby, Priaskin, Mayo, Ortiz, Mundy, Dashbach, Watson. Way Tang comes set out of the stretch, on side, fires home the first to Norby. It's a breaking ball outside. They appeal to the base umpire, who says Norby held up. It's 1-0 to start. Tang fires home the 1-0. This curveball finds its way into the zone to count even at 1. 3 for 2 brief double-A career so far, just as 4 Norby, an 855 OPS, though, the 2 doubles and 3 walks. 1. Just nicked it back to the screen as the count runs to a ball and strikes. One of the early takes for some of the fresh arrivals for Sox is that they may be attacking on spear pitches than maybe some other players. Norby only sees about 3.1 pitch per PA early on as the 1-2 is down. But he is above it now. To a fourth pitch. Count runs deep. See a little glimmer of sun start to peek through the heavy cloud coverage out toward right field, but still plenty of shade as the 2-2 is in. And Norby takes a half swing and a pitch at Martirano, and Norby is going to get first. So a strikeout for Kai Wang would have been the first of the inning, but Norby reaches on a wild pitch. The Bay Sox lead off with a runner at base. Here's Cesar Prieto. Left-handed Sexman is hitting 286 this season with a 708 OPS and 30 played. First pitch home. Prieto's ball missed down and in, and the count starts out at an 0. Seven doubles this year. Doesn't have a triple yet. Runs batted in. And now we're seeing more sun. The shadows are starting to stretch across from the individual players. As the 1-0 from Wang comes home, and it's a breaking ball called from the outside edge. Count runs even a strike. Bowie trailing 1-0 from the first inning. Runner at first. Nobody out. As Tang sets again. And fires the pitch home. It's sprayed foul the other way. Count runs even. Or count runs to a 1-2. So Toronto behind the plate. Stolen bases are going to have to be within Bowie's game plan today. Down at high A, Aberdeen stole sixes. Is caught three times. With a lefty in the box, I'm surprised he go as the 1-2 is checked on inside. They'll appeal to the base umpire. He didn't go around. runs even at two. Tang sets, a lean in from the set. Norby, soft secondary lead, and now a pickoff. The tag is late. Just about a half step, slightly to his right side. Take too much of the opportunity away from Norby to get back into first base safely. But now we wait on the 2-2 to Prieto. On its way, and it's swung on, and just a piece in on hands. Hit off of Toronto's ankle, and now hobbling a little bit around circle. Takes his mask off, and will limp slightly back by the plate, and now just keel over down to a knee at this point. As the bases trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the first, plate umpire will of course use this opportunity to give Martirano a catch his breath. Goes out and hands the baseball to the pitcher. He'll wipe off home plate. Martirano is still keeling over for a moment as he's trying to keep upright, and now finally here comes Richmond's manager Dennis Pelfetic, trainer Chris Walsh. So I thought it was the ankle. It looks like they're... Okay, now they're looking at the ankle. Actually, it looked like he was looking at the left knee, but now looking at the right ankle, and that's what I thought it was first. So they're just going to give it a quick to see how hard it's bruised, because it's going to be a mark if you're struggling to just walk around after the initial contact. The severity of the bruise is obviously what's going to matter. But they're looking at it, and now they're just talking with Ono. The Bay Sox have runner at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the counter. Norby reached on swinging strike three, a wild pitch. Martirano is going to stay in the game as Free and Walsh head back to the dugout. So now it'll be 2-2 pitch to Cesar Prieto as Kaiwei Tang can finally get back to work. Reset. Boom. And it's fouled off in on the one hit Prieto now. He's hobbling a little bit outside the bat. Now leaned over onto his left leg slightly. He takes a quick hop. And now he's leaning onto the bat for support while just kind of adjusting that knee. See if he can get some blood. He looks like he's good. And he'll again with a two count. And Martirano now slightly. I think it's in Norby's best interest to maybe off here. A pickoff throw close. Not in time. Norby had that excellent secondary hop to second base. It wasn't very big. And he was able to just slide in. Let's see. He stays put. The two is up and away for ball three. So a full count here to Cesar Prieto. Kaiwei Tang on full count. Has opponents hitting just 180. But he's walked more than he got. 22 walks to just 17 strikes. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed inside for strike three. Break it down and into Prieto. Back-to-back strikeouts for Kaiwei Tang. Only the first out of the inning. About the defense for Richmond. From left out in the outfield, you've got Diego Rincones, Gigliotti, and Armani Smith. Toby is at third base. Tyler Fitzgerald, short. Shane Matheny at second, and Penavese is at first. Brando catches behind the plate for Kaiwei Tang. As Haskins steps first pitch home, and it's a fastball, misses down and away. Martirano really unlikely to keep that one from getting to the backstop. Kaiwei Tang, a 647-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Taichung, Taiwan. Fires the 1-0 pitch, and Haskins swings through a slider. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. With Richmond, Tang has gone he has a 4.79 ERA in 14 games all starts. 67 and two-thirds innings. He's 75 to lead the Squirrel. He's walked 38. The one he takes off. It's a breaking ball down and away by the catcher. The throw to second is late. Connor Norby picks up his first double-A stolen base. The Bay Sox have tying run in scoring position with only one out here in the bottom of the first. Pitch was a ball to Hudson Hatton, and it runs the count to 2-1. Tang has allowed 5 home runs this season. Opponents hitting 250 against one of his 5 home runs was to Jordan back in Richmond. Here's the 2-1. Haskins checks his swing on a pitch that is off of Martirano and gets away. He'll move to third. Will they ask for an appeal on that? Because it's just gone up overboard as a ball. Toronto was, of course, mostly concerned the ball that had gotten away. And yeah, no appeal is going to come through. So it runs the count to 3 balls and a strike. Got to get it out of the infield now. Infielders start to creep in as Haskin calls time just as Tang had come set. There's some real estate in front of the infield grass. Here they come. Now the 3-1, and it's called a breaking ball hits the lower inside corner, and the count runs full on Haskin. So back-to-back full counts from Kai Wade, opening up on a 2-2 count to Connor. The pick-in. Swing and a miss for Strike. He had a tough time picking up those slides. That's the third strike already for Kai Wei Tang. And there's the Bay Sox, their alternate orange uniforms today. The black block buoy on the white pants and the home white hat. Road blacks for Richmond. The white R logo on the front left breast and a red cap. As Joe steps into the box. First pitch home to the misses down a ball. A foul starts it out at 1-0. Made 1-for-10 in his double-A career. 582 OPS in 2 games. No doubles or triples. Did have a home run today. 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And it's a slider. Misses down and away. Count home. Well, Tang is already 2-0, but he is potentially able to be a rare 4-strikeout inning. It's there. If he can do it. The 2-0 pitch is grounded. Hard left side base hits. Kobe Mayo, back-to-back nights with a first-inning RBI. This one a game-tying single with 2 outs, and it's 1-1. So Mayo's got hits in games now in 5 of his last 6, including his time at Aberdeen. And a hot shot into the gap in the 6-hole, 106 miles an hour off the bat. Think about what's produced as well. A strikeout swinging to advance in a wild pitch, a stolen base, another watch. And an RBI single. First, Luis Ortiz misses a fastball, and the count starts out at 1-0. Ortiz at 2-0 average, a 5.96 OPS, 64 games played, 12 triples, 4 homers, 29 bat. Tang waiting a lot. Finally sends home, and a fastball misses down and away to 2-0. This is Tang's appearance against the base season. His first went excellent. Tossed 5 scoreless, 2 hits, only 1 walk, and 6 strikes. Richmond would eventually take the game 9-2. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Ortiz, a flinch. Breaking misses down. Run it to 3-0. Tang's second with Bowie, though, did not go as well. 4 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs all earned. He did strike out 5 and only walked 3, but took the loss. Yo lifted out toward deep center. This one carrying on Gigliotti, but he looks to have it squared in front of the warm track. Ortiz got the green light on and flies out to center. Run at first, but the Bay Sox do tie the game up. 2-out RBI single by Cone. As we go to the second, it's 1 Richmond. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Look at your red capes, red iron suits, too, because it's Superheroes Georgia Stadium on Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your favorite costumed hero and 750 fans ages 13 and up. Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobble for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police, fire, with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game. Bay Sox will wear custom Heroes jersey shined off post-game to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st. So tickets at BaySox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the T area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and qualified people working for you. Remember, Fitters UA Local 602, the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, close cleanup hitters. Together, they help them stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake employers insurance from other workers' compensation insurance. Our health services team includes orthodontists, nurse case managers, a physicist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and down. That's teamwork. To learn with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
On to the bottom of the second here at the stadium as we've got a 1-1 ball. Noah DeNoyer will continue for the Bay Sox as 5, 6, and 7 for Richmond Earth to bat. Ricardo Genovese will. Tyler Fitzgerald and Brandon Martirano to follow. It was a quick first for Noah DeNoyer. Even when you include leadoff home run by Michael Gigliotti, it was the leadoff home run that the Bay Sox have allowed this in. Jack Dunn for Harrisburg won about 3 weeks ago. First pitch home, Genovese watches slide miss down and away. Counts out at 1-0.
Enemies a 333 average and 875 in 9 AA games. The 1-0. Her ball called for strike. Lower outside corners. The count even at 1. No doubles, a triple. One home run. Front's batted in. He struck out 9 times. They put a decent shift on for Enemies, but he sprays the ball as the 1-1 pitch is a changeup to the outside edge of the zone for a called strike. 1-2. We were supposed to get a down buff. Not even at least a downpour, but at least it got plenty of sunlight the last 20 minutes. Very the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed strike 3. High fastball to no air. He's racked up 3 strikeouts for just the first 5 batters.
Batting 6.
Here's Tyler Fitzgerald. One average for Fitzgerald this season. A 633 OPS and 65 gate. 8 doubles, a triple. 9 home run batted in. First pitch popped foul right out of play. And the count opens up 1. Is it DeNoy's rear appearance against the Giants of Philly? It's obviously very for a lot of players in this entire league to face off against Giants affiliated players as the 0-1 is swung on and missed. Curveball down and it runs the count to 2. Pretty much over the rest of their careers, because a lot of teams in this league, with the exception of, say, Hartford, all of their affiliates are on the Midwest to the East Coast, or some in the Texas League. As the 0 comes in, it swung on and missed for 3. Another curveball. DeNoyer has struck out 3 in a row. 4 overall. 2 gone here in the... But Richmond is kind of the headed stepchild in the Giantization. Not to put that in a bad black sheep, if you want to use a more neutral term. That they are the only affiliates not on the West Coast. First, Brandon Martirano misses high, and it's a start. 220 average for Martirano this season. A 724 OPS games. 9 doubles, 3 triples, 29 runs batted in. Offering. Change up, just missed a little bit of the letters. Runs the count to 2-0 on Mark. Yeah, the low end for San Francisco is San Jose in California as the 2-0 comes in. It swung on, missed. Fastball down, and it's... That's in the California layer. High A is Eugene. Is that Washington, Oregon? It's the Northwest, I know that much. The 2-1 pitch is top foul, right side out of play. Ends the count even at 2. And then their triple A is Sacramento, which is also in California. Richmond, just a really big hop. To gain to Richmond to Sacramento. You're crossed twice. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Ball down and away, and DeNoyer out the side in the second. He's got 5 Ks on the day. 5 seconds coming up here at Prince George's. Bowie and Richmond tied at 1 into Bay Sox baseball.
Best deals at Prince George's Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesday, Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a seat at the ticket office with a proof of seat. Pay half price. Bring along your free friend on Wolf Wednesday. And it's best happy hour around every Thursday to 6:30. $2 bought-ins with other beer specials through and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Ducks.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team. Professional organic-based lawn care program, residential and commercial lawns. Our care programs provide ballpark quality. Each service is custom-tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor control services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively kill insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Scooter displays by ZY Tactics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Scooter displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom graph plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-323-61 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium as the Ducks and the Squirrels are tied at 1. Matt's with you. 6-7 and 8, 2 up in the Bowie lineup, starting with Maverick Hanley, then J.D. Mundy in 8 o'clock. Skyway Tank on the mound. Pitch in, and it's a breaking ball. Down and away, 1-0 to start. 252 average on the season, an OP 800 in 39 games, 8 doubles, no triples, 5 homers, 23 runs batted in. Here's the next. Little piece fouled off of the pitcher's mask and bounces foul to the right side of the batting circle. Just a little bit of the Sox dugout. Runs the count even at 1.
Infield plays mostly straight right-hander as the 1-1 comes home. And it's ripped to third, taken on one bounce by Sean Roby, leading to first. That was a very play in the hot corner by Roby. 9 mile an hour exit velocity. Mitzi, 5-3 put out. One away here to start the second. Such an interesting first inning for Kai Wang. To have struck out the side if it weren't for just one pitch that had way slightly down and away. Connor Norby swung in on a wild pitch to start the game. Stole second base on a wild pitch and scored on a two-out RBI single. First pitch to J.D. Mundy. This is down a breaking ball and starts out at 1-0. Mundy on the 2.24 average, a 6.97 OPS in 47 games played. 10 doubles, no triples, 7 homers. He's batted in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And he gets a piece of it foul. Back to the screen. It's even at 1. Well, that 7 mark, that was just at 3 this last week. Mundy's picked up 4 losses in his last 3 games. They put the shift on for him and liable for it. 44% of the time, he is pulling it to the right side. As the 1-1 comes in, Mundy swings through a curveball. Count goes to a breaks. Kaiwei Tang, the Giants 18 prospect. Traded over from the Twins in the same title. Baseball has him ranked as number 40. Next pitch, swung on and missed for strike 3. He went chasing on a curveball down. He tried to check his home plate umpire, rings him up before he can go. That's the 4th strikeout for Kaiwei Tang. When the way his fastball moves, he can complement it with the hitter and the changeup. It will be interesting to see how he kind of develops. As the first pitch into Andrew Dashbach is the slider, misses down and away, starts out at 1-0. Because he's got a lot of good rundown off seamer. It's when the hitter's off a little bit. As the 1-0 pitch in, and Dashbach cracks his bat first. On one hop, it's Pedro Jimenez, and taken to the back self. The 3 unassisted ends the 3 up, 3 down. Go the Bay Sox in the second. We move to the third. It's a 1-1 game. Your Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide tenured team of office technology from ready to be your trusted advisors. Creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-101, or find out more about how to help you. DCAImage.com. DCA Imaging, office technology made easy.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and your stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at Tackle Box Team Store. Jersey, hats, autographed bats and balls, and the great prices. Located right at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, Sox is the only place to get the Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms, but less than a minute to get your delicious hot cup of the finest, freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms make the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
One game here as we're third inning at Prince George's Stadium. Matt Sabat with you. 8-9-1, two up for the Flying Stars half inning with Armani Smith set to win, then Jacob Hayward and Michael Gigliotti. Nathan Oyer back to work. Struck out in the second inning. He's retired 4 consecutive batters by punch out. Smith watches breaking ball. Miss up and away to start. It's 1-0. 2.42 average for Smith this season. 55 OPS in 27 played with Richmond. 5 doubles, a trip, 1-0 pitch. This one lifted high and deep up the line, first base side, but it slice out of play. Hits off the berm just in front of the lighthouse here at Prince Stadium as the count runs even at 1. He does have a homer, 7 runs in, but he's only 1-for-7 in this series overall. Picked up the hit yesterday. Time is briefly called. That foul ball actually bounced off of the berm and rolled slightly into play in the right field corner. Oh, the home plate umpire caught it. Called for ace. We wait on the 1-1 from Denoyer, Ray, and it's a breaking ball, bounced slow short, backhanded by Joey Ortiz, and sent a long way from the outfield to first base in time. 6-3 put out. A routine play, made to look easy by Joey Ortiz. Easiest for everyone, but that's a winner for him. Now here's Hayward as Denoyer has retired 7 consecutive batters, following the leadoff home run, Michael Gigliotti in the first. Jacob Hayward is 180s and a 537 OPS in games played. First pitch home to the is swung on and missed down a fastball, and it's nothing and one to open. Seven doubles, no tricks for Hayward, two homers, 14 runs back. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball, nothing and two. Well, this is where DeNeer works best. No runners. He sets the rhythm. The brief moment where Hayward steps out of the way will grip the rosin. And he set instantly and fires the 0-2. Checked on. A breaking ball missed down, and the count runs to a ball and two strikes. Because the minute DeNoyer comes set, his high leg kick, he brings his leg about 6 inches, and then is immediately firing. He sets at the waist, and here he 1-2 is checked on, just dead. They'll appeal on it, but he didn't work on the breaking ball. Count runs even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So the amount of time between set and delivery is second at best for DeNoyer. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Is swung on and later up the third base line, but this one just hits off of the opposing berm in the opposite corner, and the count remains even. Base is empty, one away. Here in the top of the third, a 1-2 pitch. Misses high, a fastball, and the count runs full here on Hick. First full count that DeNoyer has won and are 0-for-9 against full counts. He struck out 7, walked 4. Here's the payoff. Shot in the center, a base hit. They had a heavy shift on for Hayward. They were well within their right, but hits it softly up towards center. So now Hayward has hits in back-to-back games. Breaks up that string of 7 consecutive hits by Noah DeNoyer. So now back to the top of the lineup. Here's Michael Gigliotti. Drilled a 1-0 toward right center field to open second. Leadoff home run season against the Bay Sox. Does not have one of their own. Third base plays in on the line. Pitch is a breaking ball called for strike with the zone. It's nothing and one. Giggs had a very good strikeout to walk ratio season. Very patient at the plate. Waits for his. He found it early. The 0-1 just misses away a changeup. And the count runs even in a ball. Now on to the second trip through the order. We'll see if DeNoyer keeps that same rhythm. Norm does. But with a runner on base, things are a bit different. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Change up down, and the count runs to a ball and two strikes. Looks for two. They play on the pull side for Michael Gigliotti. As the one comes in, and it's a curve, just barely misses on the lower outside. The thing that can be frustrating sometimes, Noah DeNoyer pitch, is how it gets to the actual zone. So many of his pitches called balls. They just nibble at it, and you feel like certain umpires. But you don't blame some of these outside calls. The 2-2 bounce side and skips away from Maverick Handley. Brief. Hayward moves to second. Double play off the table on the wild. That's only the second wild pitch DeNoyer has thrown this season. Now what's been north of 33 innings. So it puts go-ahead run position. Still with only one out, so you need the strikeout now as you've run at Gigliotti. That's back-to-back full count. A payoff. Swing and a miss for Steve. Split finger down. And that's the sixth strikeout for Noah DeNoyer. Like his last appearance, the four-inning save against Erie, was very interesting considering much contact was dealt to him. He only struck out one batter, but only allowed a hit and didn't walk anyone. But now he's back to his normal form. Six strikes is one shot tying a double-A high. Here's Shane Matheny, first pitch. Breaking is there, is in there. Count opens up, nothing in one. Matheny struck hanging on 3 pitches back in the first inning. They put the shift on. 47 pull rate for Matheny as the 0-1 is missed outside as the count goes to. Second, two away, but DeNoyer ahead on an count. Once for the quick punch out would be his home. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball for DeNoyer. 7 strikeouts in 3 innings. We're on to the bottom of the third here at Georgia Stadium. A tie game. 1-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it do. Just take a moment to think a world would look like if you didn't have ability to generate electricity, have heating or air conditioning. Micro production, internet service, base storage, cellulars, and frozen or refrigerated pro. Could you imagine? And these are just the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602. and let's talk about how we can bring to you.
Get the best deals at Prince George with weekly promotions all season. Taser Military Appreciation Night, a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of his, and you'll only pay half price. Furry friend on Wolf Wednesday. Best happy hour around every Thursday 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And live music night started. It's always a great time park, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
Make sure you've got cloaks ready on Saturday, July 6th for Star Wars Saturday at Princess Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, take part in interactive bits and lightsaber battles, and can bid on specialty game jerseys by the Bay Sox players. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it's on Saturday, July 16th. So tickets now for Star Wars Saturday ballpark by heading to BaySox.com.
On to the bottom of the third here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox and Squirrels are still tied at one. It'll be 9-1 and 2 when the Bowie do to bat against Kaiway Tang, starting Watson, and then Connor Norby and Prieto. Watson's first plate appearance, 199 average this season, a 580 ES, in 52 games played, 7 doubles, 2 triples, 14 runs batted in. Much shift on for the right-hander. He pulls it first pitch. Is a breaking ball, though, that misses away. And the count starts out at 1-0. One of the highest pull rates in the Orioles. 61% of the time, he's pulling it to the left side. As the 1-0 pitch, and it's a breaking ball pulled foul. High line as the count runs even. I've spoken about this before. It's very interesting to me when the shift gets on. Of course, now in minor league baseball, in its, you know, more rec form has been outlawed. You have to have two infield sides of second base, but you can stick in some capacity as the 1-1 misses it away. Count goes to 2-1. What I find interesting is shift on for a batter. The pitcher doesn't try to for the shift. The 2-1 pitch to Watson. There's a breaking ball that inside. Run the count to 3-1. That been a good pitch to continue to try and get Watson to pull the ball. The two earlier pitches, the breaking ball and away, well, that's going to be tall. Here's 3-1 to Watson. Called a fastball, nicked the lower outside corner. Runs the count full. Second count that Tang has worked to today. He fires the payoff to Watson, and ends up on the infield. Side for Ricardo Henaves, now called off by Matheny at second. Matheny with the catch. And there's one away. So now back to the top, Connor Norby, who scored the Bay Sox home so far. First pitch home. Mashes it into center. A line drive base hit. That one. Split gap, and it got past the center fielder. Norby will go to second. He's trying for third. Picked up on the warning track and sent to the infield. Norby's into third, sliding. Go-ahead run, beat away here in the bottom of the third. To double in an E on Gigliotti. That's his first in center in 46 games played this season. A critical one at this moment. As Cesar will step in. So now the infield had that back in the first inning, and Kobe Mayo eventually threw and singled to the left side. Drove in the Bay Sox first run. Here to Prieto. Misses down and in of the catcher. And are they saying it hit Prieto? It hit Prieto. So it's a dead ball, as the ball did skip away cleanly. Would have allowed to score easily, but since it hit, though, it's a dead ball and first. So by pitch. They're being in this series, but Kaiway Tang has been a bit of a wild pitcher in terms of his pitch movement. That batter he's hit this seed 67 innings. But remember, Bowie was plunked by 5 inches 2 days ago. As Hudson steps in, struck out swinging on a offering back in the first. He had a tough time. Pitch slider, first pitch here. Is a called for strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's nothing. First and third with only one out. But a wide gap on the right side for Hudson. He does pull it, though, nearly half the time. Middle infielders turn two to end the inning. One 0-1 pitch is swung on and just nicked foul. off the front end of the bat. It's off of the catcher's glove as the catcher lead to nothing and two. Haskin, 269 with runners in scoring position this season, even with his season average. And time called, just as Tang got to take a pickoff throw. Had he been charged with an auto ball, I think he might have been. He's saying that was a balk. Prieto's now going to... And no, the umpire is saying, you have to go back. That's a dead ball. Was not a balk. Dennis Pell coming out to argue. Brandon Martano is having some words with the homer Acosta. And now Pell fits in between the two as Martano was pointing vividly at the batter, Haskin. Prieto puts his... I didn't know that it was a dead ball. I just wanted to try and go to second base, see if it was going to stop me. As he's walking back base, joking with Tim DeJohn and Ricardo Henavez, as well as the first base umpire, Kevin May. But now Pelfrey, he's got his hands behind his back, now puts them to his front, entering a little bit to the home plate umpire. Getting a little bit more animated, Free has had a lot of times this series conversing with the umpiring. A couple of calls that have gone his way that have not. And now he's standing back, more military-style pose, but getting a little more animated when the hand gestures from his left. At this point, the outfielders are just milling about, taking the hat, wiping the sweat off of their brows. Cesar Prieto is still just joking around with Ricardo Henavez over at Connor Norby, chats with Connor over at third base. Dennis Pelfrey has finally got his win, and it looks like the conversation has reached a conclusion. But what the reasoning behind it all? Was time called, or was there an auto ball called? It's 0-2, so it says 1-2. Yes, so a ball. All of that led to what it was an auto ball eventually called on Tang. The next pitch to Hudson hung on and missed anyway for strike three. Still having a tough time picking up those sliders. Haskin strikes out for the second time today. Fifth overall strikeout for Kaiwa Tang, and there's now two away here in the bottom of the third. If fans don't think, because it's coming up soon, July 15th, Dynamite Night at the stadium. You can meet legendary actor Jimmy J.J. Walker, the star of Good Times. Special VIP packages are still available at BaseLockShop.com. First pitch will be Mayo is a breaking ball called for inside edge. Count opens up at nothing and one. Mayo lined a 2-0 pitch left field in the first inning, diving in an RBI with two outs. Tied the game at one. We're still here at one in the bottom of the third. The 0-1 pitch, pulled foul right side as the catch to nothing and two. Well, I'm surprised at this point. I feel like Ben, you know, at least come in an attempt for a double steal. If Mayo did not throw it to second base, and then you got a runner. If he did, with how slow he throws it, you come home. There goes Prieto. The 0-2, though, is swung for strike three. Slot Mayo goes down on three pitches. Back-to-back punch-outs for Kaiwei Tang. Runners at first and third, and the inning is over. He strands the pair. Fourth inning here in Bowie as the base squirrels are tied at one. Here on Let's Talk Baseball.
Lee Green Incorporated is your lawn care, providing professional organic bathing care program for residential and commercial. Our lawn care program for our quality results. Each service is custom with guaranteed results for even the tons. On the Green also offers out control services. Mosquitoes and more. Safely and effectively control X and enjoy the outdoors this summer with Incorporated. Go to greeninc.com.
To take it a Bay Sox game is with a group at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and raising opportunities for your team, the Bay offer plenty of options for your group at a Beatles with plenty of options on suites and decks around the ballpark. You can eat their fill and have an unforgettable. Find out more and schedule your group by calling 301-464-880 or going to .com.
Baseball is a game of specials. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Special helps at Chesapeake Employers Insurance of other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes Origins, nurse case managers, a therapist, and more. All to get your employees to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIW.com.
Fourth inning here at Prince George's Stadium, and we've got a 1-1 game. DeVincones will lead off for the Squirrels. As Noah continues to deal, he struck out seven in just three innings of work. Righty on righty. Rincones has swung on and missed. Break comes in low, and it's nothing and one to start. Rincones an 0-for-1 day. Grounded out to the second baseman back in the first inning. After Rincones, Sean Roby, Ardo Geneves do up. The 0-1 pitch. Loop out towards shallow right, and it's down. He's hit. Fastball inside on the hands. As Rincones extends his hit streak to 4 games. Second inning today, the Squirrels have gotten the leadoff batter aboard via bait. Of course, the first inning, Hugo Gigliotti was the other one. But now go-ahead run, open the frame at first base, and Sean Roby will step into the box. First pitch home. Roby swings and misses on a breaking ball down. He's up at nothing and one. Oh, one pitch, fouled on her right side. Already nothing in two on Shirobi, who struck out looking. Back in the first inning. On for Roby, the 0-2 is fouled off. I think that one might have hit off the mask of the arm. Harlan Acosta took a bounce on it. Now the two umpires are going to come down and talk with him briefly. It shook Acosta off to the left just a bit. And I think he had straightened up after just the initial shock. Umpire Mitch Treziak was the first one down. And Acosta just kind of shook away. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing is for strike three. DeNoyer, a new high at eight with 8 strikeouts. Cruising here through 3 1/3. DeNoyer's career 8 set on his first appearance of the season. Relief of Justin Armbruster back on April 10th when Aberdeen was at Jersey Shore. First pitch home to Ricardo Geneves as a break is up and away. Count starts home. DeNoyer struck 8 batters in just 3 innings of work, part of an 8-4 win for the Bears. Soft lead at Rincones, the 1-0. Misses the taking ball, and the count goes to 2-0. Struck out swinging to open the second inning. DeNoyer struck out all 3 batters in that frame. He struck out at 1 in every inning, 2 in the first 3 innings. He could still strike inning to keep that streak going. Here's the 2-0. Liner right to short. Joe Ortiz right there. Tries to throw it to first the runner, but Dashbach wasn't ready. It's away into the dugout. Be an error to allow Rincones to second base. Or his 5th error of the season. And there goes the 3rd as well. So they're saying he won the initial error. And ball got into the dugout that awarded him the extra base. So all of that predicated on the E6 by Ortiz. His 5th. Here's Gerald. First pitch nearly clips him. Count starts out at 1-0 inside. Fitzgerald struck out swinging back, but now runner at 3rd, 2 away, 4th. 1-1 game. Next pitch in, and it's a ball called for strike in the lower inside. Runs even at 1. Wind pushing softly out to center field at this point. Fitzgerald does have 9 home season. As the 1-1 from DeNoyer, it's muscled out to left on a line. Norby steps in, makes the catch, and the convert. Leadoff single, gets to 3rd base thanks to an error, but he's there. 3 more quick outs for Noah DeNoyer, and we're on to the bottom of the 4th. Bowie and Richmond tied at 1. York Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output devices, workflow, to document security and storage, understand people print, not print. DCA Imaging, a call, 305-77-1021, or find out more about how we do. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Union. Join the United States Naval Academy class of 2026 and face Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic game fireworks. The 23rd Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get now at BaySox.com.
Sky Shooters by ZY Pyrotech, lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line photos following Bay Sox game season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Display include traditional shows, true musicals, custom choreographed play, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY. Find out more by calling us at 503-281-3-1 or visit us online, zerotechnics.com.
Bottom of the year at Prince George's Stadium as the base of the Squirrels are tied at one. Tees will open up the inning for Bowie. Fox and seven in the Bay Sox lineup. Kaiwei Tang continues. The first pitch home to Ortiz is a nice breaking ball. Slider hits with the zone as Ortiz thought it was coming for chin. Count opens up and nothing in. In outfield the same on this warm, humid day. And the 0-1 pitch is flinched on. Slides down and away this time. Runs the count even at one. In either bullpen, Tang is only at 51 pitches so far. Noah Denoyer sing. 1-1 pitch comes in, and Ortiz lines past the third baseman into left field, a base hit. He's got hits in three consecutive games now. He opens the fourth inning with a single. Third hit for the Bay Sox today, and now Maverly will step in. First inning today that the Bay Sox have led off with a hit. Connor Norby led off the first inning by reaching safely. A swinging strike and a wild pitch. Stole second, moved to third on a wild pitch, and scored on a two-out single by Gayo. First pitch, Hanley squares, pulls back, watches a called strike on a slider away, one. Hanley to third, that led off the second. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's fouled off side. Fastball hit the upside corner, and it runs the count to nothing and two. Well, here's hoping Hanley is as good as his June was. Finished the month at 280 with a 959 OP. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Hanley had a tough slider, but pulled back just as it the other side of the zone. Count runs to a ball and two strikes on the called ball. Runner at first, nobody out here in the booth. 1-1 game. 1-2 pitch. Hanley reaches for a breaking ball and just hit over into the Bay Sox dugout. Andrew Bach, who's in the hole, had to scamper out away quickly as he stands to the top step. The number two, on its way. And swings and misses. High fastball. Strike three for Kaiwei Tang. Seven strikeouts on the day for the right-hander. With J.D. Mundy. Tang is his best start of the season. And what's been a pretty good run overall for him. His two starts, he's fired 12 and a third, allowed just two earned runs, seven hits, six walks, nine strikeouts. First pitch to J.D. Mundy, Lyle, third base side. That is sliced over top of the rip pen, and the count starts out at nothing and one. But Tang struck out 11 batters in his last start against Portland. Picked up the win for Richmond. He's been the starting pitcher in five games for the Squirrels. He comes in, and it's swung on and missed the breaking ball. Count goes quickly to nothing. Well, again, still in a 1-1 game. I feel like Bowie would be good set to try a stolen base here. Joey Ortiz is only a but there's a left-hander in the box. You can get the jump. The 0-2 misses inside a fall as the count runs to a ball strikes. I feel like this battery really lends itself to it because Tang does pick up some great swings and misses, but he doesn't get too many called strikes be pitch movement. The 1-2 is bounced to second, could be a double play. Matheny to Fitzgerald, back to Henevace, and it's done. 4-6-3, and the end's over. Leadoff single eliminated, and we're on to the fifth. Bowie and Richmond still tied at one. You're listening to Bay Sox Base.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a piper, pipe welder, or H service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family. Hey, to make sure that you're earning highest wages and the best benefits industry. Visit our website, pipers-602.org. That's pipers-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to change your life.
Hey, lovers. Know where you'll find the freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because our new brewing system, it takes in a minute to go from selecting who you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can is at Royal Farms. So try, it'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fat, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Future is the best way to be a fan of the Bay, and it's completely free for kids age 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, scout ticket offers, and free gifts just signing up. Parents, head over to Baycom to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Purchase Stadium this season and next. The Bay Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Hey, Vance Care's around the corner at Patient Urgent Care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 every day of the year. Every patient first has on-site labs, x-ray, and prescription drugs. Patient first, the name fits. Bay Sox might have a defensive change as we move into the fifth inning. Have to see who's swapped out. Haven't gotten the exact point just yet. But it's still no Denoyer on the mound, like that much. And it looks like Connor Norby is at second base.
Entering the game in left field, number 26, Christopher
Cespedes. So Cespedes will over at left field, and it looks to Norby moving to second base, and I believe Prieto is now at third. As the first pitch into Brandon Mono is swung on and missed inside, nothing and one to open. To the full changes deck, and it's still Joey Ortiz at short. That's definitely Prieto at third base, as the next Rano is fouled off on the inside edge already in two. So Cespedes in left field looks to be Norby at second and Prieto at third, while Mayo is out. Not sure why. 0-2 pitch. How did that one miss? That was in the zone, middle of the plate, half. Called a ball, runs the count to. Base is empty, nobody out. Noyer was robbed of his ninth strikeout. Pitch is bounced foul, third base side, as the count remains at a ball and two strikes. Struck out swinging. Back in the second. Here's the 1-2. That misses high, a changeup, as the count runs even at two. Is up to 60 pitches now. 2-2 comes home, and it's flinching inside. They appeal, and the goal, which is that Denoyer has thrown this season, is just 4. But the Bay Sox don't have anyone warming in the bullpen just yet. Denoyer's career high is 80. The payoff to Martirano, line to left field, a base hit. Martirano just got away with that one. Denoyer had an easy pitch strikeout. Martirano opens the frame at first instead. And Denoyer had to try and compensate with the completely shrunk strike zone. Now here's Armani Smith. First pitch, Smith watches breaking ball as the count starts out at 0. Next pitch, Smith swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. Count runs even at 1. Smith got to the shortstop back in the third inning as one pitch comes in and it's fouled off right side. Count goes to 1-2. Runner at first, nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning, a 1-1 game. Next ring is sprayed foul right side. Next offering misses down. And the count runs even at 2 here on Armani Smith. Runner takes off, 2-2 is lift right field. Watson will read it as Smith spikes the Toronto, has to retreat to first base. Watson rests in, there's one away. Here's Jacob Hayward. First pitch to the right-hander. Breaking ball that misses down and away. And it's 1-0 to start. Hayward singled up the middle back in the third. He got to second base on a Wilds left stranded there. Next offering a curveball misses high. Runs the count 2-0. Denoyer now having to work with so many runners on base over the last couple of innings to get into his quick rhythm. Denoyer takes off as the pitch is called a strike down and over the second. Skips off of the glove of the right field. Toronto will go to third and he takes a hard round of third, but the throw comes home. He stops at third base. So easy stolen base for Martirano, his fifth of the season. It'll be 8-2 on Maverick Handley, his sixth season, 34th game played. Two, one. Swinging a foul back to as the count runs two. Field plays in the 2-2. Slider missed away and the count runs full. All of this is only because the home plate umpire missed a clear strike call on Brandon Toronto on an 0-2 pitch. Breaking early at the letters. But it was still called a ball. Payoff into Hayward, and it's foul left side. Three-two, lifted out toward Reiner, should be deep enough to score the run as Zach Watson moves in on it, makes. And here comes Martirano on the throws a great one, but it's just high effort there from Watson, but just not enough as Martirano lucked it run. Sacrifice flag of Hayward is his 15th RBI of the season, and there's two away, top of the fifth as Richmond leads. So now the bases. It's going to be over after that because of the scout that was lost. Noah Denoyer. Back to the top of the line, Gliotti. First pitch. Breaking ball misses high. Next pitch. Swung breaking ball down. Ends the count even at one. Bowie gets Sheldon Perkins up and moving in the bullpen. He's not throwing from the mound just yet. 1-1 is swung on and pieced foul into the middle. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Gigliotti had the leadoff home run. Back at took a 1-0 pitch out to deep right field.
Warming for Bowie 34, Sheldon Perkins.
And pushing out to left here. Prince George's Stadium as the sun starts setting soon. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Here high, nine strikeouts for Noah Denoyer. Probably should have had it after the first batter. But Richmond takes the lead on a sacrifice fly. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd. It's the largest fireworks shows of this all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. On Saturday, it's the post-game spectacular sponsor Royal Farms. And on Sunday, it's the Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season. Sponsored by Johns Hopkins Community Foods. Two straight days of post-game fire at Prince George's Stadium, and you don't want to miss it. Get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanups. Together, they help their team stand from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physiotherapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or Beak Employers at CEIW.com.
everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics, most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can keep the smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With two of the country's lead orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. An amazing smile you deserve. Visit rad.com today and book your free consult. adsmile.com. Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of Bay Sox.
Bottom of the fifth here at Prince George, as Richmond now leads 2-1, 9-1 in the Bay Sox lineup. Starting with Andrew Dashbaugh, then Zach Watson and Connor Norby to follow. Dashbaugh, ground base, back in the second, as Kaiway Tang continues on the pitch home. Breaking ball, locked, picked on the line by Tyler Fitzgerald. And there's quickly one away. So Dick has seen three total pitches today. Here's Zach Watson. First pitch, Watson squares the bunt back on a slider, misses down, and count starts out at 1-0. No pitch. Watson squares again. Fastball comes high. Make it 2-0. Corner infielders have been in just slightly, but they're still only playing baseline. Right now, it's just the first baseman in. The third baseman in a routine position. The 2-0 pitch to Watson. Square, and he hammers it. Out to the corner, and if it's fair, it's gone, and it is. Wow. Oh, it's up. Gave it a ride. Would have tied the game up at 1 if he got it. 102 miles an hour off the bat and 355 feet away from home plate. Runs the count to 2 balls and a strike.
Warming now for Bowie is 35, Adam Stauffer, 35 offers.
Here's the 2-1. Watson pops this one up. Straight up the ladder to the left infield, now foul ground. Takes the catch in front of the coach, and there's two away. Sheldon Perkins was one staff inning for Bowie when Noah Denoyer was running into a slight bit of trouble. But now that out of the inning, Adam Stauffer will get loose. He's usually able to take at least 2-3 innings for the base. So Denoyer will finish in a losing, as unfortunate as it is, with Connor Norby due up to bat here for an away. Count starts out at 1, unless the Bay Sox can get a run across here or bail him out later. But 9 strikeouts for Denoyer, a career high. The 1-0 pitch, Norby swings and misses on a breaking ball low, and the count runs even at 1. Base away here in the bottom of the fifth. A 2-1 game. Richmond ahead. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1, rather, is swung missed away. Count runs to 1-2.
It's 1-2.
Here's the next. This is wide, and the count runs even at 2. Norby scored the Bay Sox only run. He also had a double in the third inning, advanced to third, fielding error on the same play. New offering. Swinging a piece, hits off of home plate. And Martirano, as the count remains 2 on Norby. Wide gap up the field. Here's the 2-2. Norby hits it into that gap. Straight away set hit. Two-hit day for Norton. We represent the run at first here with 2 outs. It's the first hit game for Norby since joining Double A. And now here's Cesar Prieto, who got plunked by a pitch last time up.
Now batting Cesar Prieto.
Pitch to Prieto is fouled off left side. Count starts out at 1-0. For one day for Prieto. The next pitch bounced over to second, should end the inning. Matheny scoops it nearly down to an E. Ends to first in time. 2-out single left at first base, and as sixth, Bowie trails 2-1. Your Sox baseball.
Scouter displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky, top of the line fireworks shows, following Bay Sox games all season long. It will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include shows, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so don't give ZY a try. Find out more. 570-328-1361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not season without fireworks. You can discount on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular firework. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this with 16 different shows from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Come on out and get ready to celebrate this day with fireworks on May 2nd and July 3rd when the Ring Squirrels come to town. Hope to see you there.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest controls, call PestNow. You can call us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, it's always good to bring you alongside the broadcast this as we continue on from Prince George's Stadium. Honest with you on what's turned into a lovely night with some sun clouds stretching their way across the left side of the ballpark as the overcast skies start to pass by. Bowie Trail, they bring a new pitcher to the mound. Excellent day by Noah Denoyer. Well, it is a losing day at the moment for Denoyer. It is still a fair way to make his first double-A start. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned. He struck out 9 batters, not walk any. A losing pitcher at the moment as Bowie trails on. Adam Stauffer takes over for the Sox. And the first pitch home tender, Shane Matheny, is hammered out tight, and if it's fair, it's way gone. But it hooks foul. So no start, as Matheny got a good that one, but he's still 0 for 2 overall in a pair of swinging strikeouts. He's actually seen a ball outside of the zone yet this deep. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down from Stauffer, and the count's nothing and two. Here's the 0-2 pitch. In there, strike three. Fastball nicks the upper outside corner of Matheny, and he hovers in the box for a brief moment. But it's an opening strikeout for Adam Stauffer out of the bullpen. That's 10 outs for Bay Sox pitching tonight. Stauffer, a 6'7", 240-pound right-hander, 19-pound draft selection in 2017 out of high school in Pennsylvania. All season for Bowie, he's gone 1-1 with a 3.24 ERA in 12 appearances. First pitch to Diego Rincones is a fastball. Hits the zone for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Rincones, 1-for-2 on the day, so right field in the fourth inning. Made on an error by Joey Ortiz as the 0-1 pitch. Misses down a breaking ball, count rolling a strike. Ortiz drive and tried to double up Rincones at first, but it was just a little bit offline, and Andrew Dashbach wasn't fully expected. So the ball got away. Rincones was able to advance to base 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball inside, and the count to 1-2. Stauffer has 33 in a third inning, and he struck out 33. Walked only, has allowed 4 home runs. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses way too far down and away. They gave it a reach, but there wasn't much need to go after that one. It's the bases are empty. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Stauffer. Bouncing ball, left side, tough play for Ortiz, past him. Hard on the pull, Joey Ortiz, hard on the shift. And it was more of the middle as Rincones, second hit of the day, a one-out single. And out Roby. Righty on righty has Stauffer set. First pitch home to Roby. This ball misses high. Count opens up at 1-0. Shift still hanging on. Who's not as much of a pull can in his own right. He actually goes the opposite way. 38% of the time. Highest of the three. The runner at first being held on. There's a big gap in that other direction. Here he bounces it foul. Base side as the count runs even at 1. Roby has it into 7 double plays this season. But he does ground out less often than he flies out. Here's one. This is away, and the count goes to 2-1. Next pitch. This one popped up foul. Right. Watson running on it. Dash as well, but they'll both stop at play. Count runs even at 2. Roby and Ope, another pair of strikeouts. Career high 9 by Noah DeNoyer in his 5 innings. Here's the 2-2. Way up. Roby had to duck from. And that break ball didn't seem to break too much as the count roll. See if the runner takes off. Stays put. The 3-2 is Colby. Fastball with a run on it to the outside edge. Colby strikes out looking. Second strikeout for Stauffer already here in the 6th. They've both been backwards. 11th overall punch out for base pitching, and now on to Ricardo Jimenez. Jimenez 0 for 2, struck out swinging in the 7th, lined out to the shortstop in the 4th. As Stauffer sets, splits the middle of the rubber. Sends home the first offering. Curveball called for strike on the out edge. Count opens up at nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. Well, that breaking ball really missed high. It looked to be another curve from Stauffer. Run the count even in a ball and strike. Stauffer with 2 scoreless innings against Erie. Working around trouble the entire time, up 4 hits. He batters overall. As the 1-1 comes in, grounded foul, third base side, make 2. Did strike out 3, though, in that outing. Previously, though, he was up in that series opener with Seawolf. Gave up 4 all earned in 2 2/3 innings. He's pitched great here at Georgia Stadium, a 2.53 ERA. Considering mentions at this ballpark, that tells you. He just must. 1-2 pitch. Fouled off right side as the count holds. He's only given up 1 of his 4 homers at this ballpark, too. Lights on here at Prince George Stadium, but still some sunlight remains. And you can see it more on the breaking up clouds. Just the field at this point. Right field still has some clouds above. See if the runner goes. No, stays put. 2 is sprayed foul again as Head continues to battle. Stauffer set. Here's the another 1-2. It misses down and away. Breaking ball runs the even. Jimenez into this game on a 4-game hit streak. Still just his 10th double-A game. Stauffer sends home the 2-2. It swung on and missed for strike 3. 7-pitch battle won by as he racks up his 3rd strikeout. On to the bottom of the 6th here at Prince Stadium. Booby trails 2-1. Your Red Sox baseball.
They bash with the Bay Sox is the time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family to celebrate and be the star of the chance on the dugout with Louie. Play game the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience, Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you in a career path that will set you up for life experiencing any college debt? Interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steam Fitters US 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information on the program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from mountain regions of Colombia and to Royal Farms. but less minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest world. Because Royal Farms made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Prince George Stadium as Bowie trails 2-1. Kiway continue on the mound for Richmond. Faces off against Hudson Haskin, Christopher Cespedes, and Joey Ortiz. Haskin 0 for 2 today. He struck out twice. First pitch home, he squares and foul. Fastball cased under the bat, so Haskin only got a bit of it as it rolled behind home plate. Haskin has struck out twice, once in the first, the third. Seven punch outs for Kuei Tang so far as the 0-1 comes in. Haskin hammers it to deep left. Rincones is back, and there it comes. Hudson Haskins, goodbye. A game solo home run here in a little sixth. It's 2-2. 104 miles an hour off the bat. 90 feet away from home plate. Haskins' 10th of the season and his 6th home run to an inning this year. There's about Richmond that Hudson just likes. That's his 5th home run against the Squirrels this season. As Christopher Cespedes steps. For him is hammered out to right field and it'll roll all the way to the wall. Picked up warning track by Armani Smith and Sis takes a leisurely jog into base. Back-to-back extra base hits to open the inning for Boop. And they've got go-ahead on suddenly in scoring position with nobody out here in the sixth. Entered the frame trailing 2-1. Cespedes, of course, the defensive replacement back in the fifth inning for Kobe Mayo. With him back in and contributing way as Joey Ortiz step in now as a potential go-ahead run stands at second. Big chance for Ortiz on a day. First pitch. He takes a half swing on a breaking ball called strike any side edge. Count opens up. Ortiz flew out to center field on a 3-0 pitch, backstending that end of the frame. He's sitting on a 1-1 in the fourth to open the fourth, taken out on a double play. The 0-1 breaking ball misses down, and count goes even to the ball on a strike. Now, sun's starting to set more rapidly this evening, late to the low, but you can still see just some tinge of blue above the ballpark here on the clouds and a little bit to the night as the next pitch to Ortiz is a fastball misses low. Count runs to two balls and one strike. After Ortiz, it's Maverick Hamlin, J.D. Mundy. A straight-up stance with held almost upright out of best as Tang holds set. Sends him and Ortiz watches it bounce him. Count to 3-1 on the breaking ball. Pitches for Kaiwei Tang so far. Nobody warming in the bullpen, however, as the Bay Sox have already tied this goal. Have an opportunity to maybe add on more damage, depending on how things go, with Tang and his instability around the stone at the moment. The 3-1. In. Her ball didn't curve. Tease takes ball four. And that is walk given up by Kuei Tang today, if you can believe it. 39th overall this season. And it's going to lead down visit from pitching coach Paul Esquire. Three batters opening up on base. Leadoff home run by Hudson. First pitch double by Christopher. And now a walk by Joey Ortiz. Gives us a chance to tell you about Pest. Pest Now is a proud partner of the Bowie Bay Side Pest Control Services for Prince George Stadium. For all your residential pest control needs, anything from control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. 301-31-8300 or online at pest.com. Brief meeting is done, but it does buy time for a right-hander to start tossing. As Gray Fenter, friend of the Bay Sox, gets loose. Here's Maverick Hanley, first and second, nobody out. First pitch, Hanley watches it slide. That fastball had touch run on it. Martirano was lucky to keep it in front of him. Hanley watches a more conservative fast hit the outside edge for a called strike, even at one. 0 for 2 day for Lee, grounded out to third base in the second, swinging back in the fourth. Down and away again. Martirano lost. He tried to make the transfer and couldn't hold on. It fell off of his fingers under his advance. That's obviously a passed ball. Martirano's eighth this. And it puts go-ahead run at third base. Still out. As it runs the count to 2-1, Hanley just has to get it out of the infield. The entire infield will play as well. The outfield take a couple of steps in. They're still not too far away from regular depth. As Bowie and Richmond are 2. The 2-1 to Hanley is popped up to shallow. It's tough with the infield playing in. The second's out, and he covers the ground. Makes the catch. That's Matheny. So, technically, Hanley got it out of the infield. It was on the outfield grass, but Matheny still got there. And it's only the first out of the inning, so he still has the opportunity. And, hey, there's been something about Mundy in these sun home runs lately. He had the three-run blast last night in the fourth. Had another three-run home run in the fifth on Wednesday. And now second and third, one away here in the sixth. First, just misses a breaking ball. Count starts out at 0. Mundy swinging in the second inning. Grabbed a double play on an 0-2 pitch, a run 2 pitch, back in the fourth inning. Ended the frame after the Bay Sox got a leadoff single. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Mundy lifts it foul, third base side. And the count goes even at 1. Hudson Haskin tied him up with a solo home run to open the inning. As the 1-1 pitch comes to Mundy, and it's checked on. Breaking ball down inside. Appeal to the third base umpire. Did not go. Count one. After the homer, Christopher Cespedes in his first plate appearance to right center field. And the first pitch he saw, Joey Ortiz drew a 5-pitch. And both runners advanced on a passed ball. 2-1 pitch to Mundy. Down and inside. So Mundy now a hitter's count. With second and third and a one away. Up to 90 pitches. Mundy is probably the last batter he faces. The 3-1 pitch. High and away, ball four. So the bases are loaded. Andrew Dashbach on Highway Tang's second walk of the game and of the inning. Let's see what Dennis Pelfrey does. First baseman. Looks like he's leaving his hurler in there. A couple of tip signs to the first baseman, Ricardo Henevez. That's it. Dashbach will step in. He's 1-for-8 this season with the bases loaded. Driven in 5 runs, including a base hit walk. Infielders play back to try and turn 2. First is a breaking ball, moving down and away. Starts out at 1-0. Dashbach has not gotten out of the infield yet today. A ground out first, a line out to short. Here's the 1-0. Down again in the count to 2-0. So this is the longest plate appearance for Dashbach today. His ground out again was on a 1-0 pitch, and his left fifth was on the first pitch. But you got to be patient. Wait a minute, and now we're going to get a meeting of the three. Gives us a chance to tell you about Patient Freeze around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointments are needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Quick little visit. The Bay Sox already have a cross here in the sixth. They've put on crooked every single game this series. Open to do so again. Bases loaded, only one away. Andrew Dashbach, who flies out nearly twice as often as he pounds out. But he has it in plays this season. The two up and inside, and the count to 3-0. Well, three ball count where Dashbach does some of his best work. He does see some strikes. He'll protect the plate or get him into play. The 3-0. Bouncing ball over to the left side. It's tough to go home. They'll have to try for 2. Fitzmathini back to Henevez, and it's not in time. The run scores, and the Bay take a 3-2 lead. RBI for Dashbach, his 35th season, and he gets it done. He's sixth. Fielder's choice goes 6-4 on the underhand from Fitzgerald, and that will be the deck for Kaiwei Tang. Miss Pelfrey is out of the dugout, and Gray Fenter to come in. Step aside here at Prince George's State Sox. Have an additional run. Still at, we'll tell you about Fenter in a second. Bowie leads 3-2 here in the city. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The Bay Sox Futures Club is the way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. Entry free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special events, discount ticket offers, free gifts for just signing up. Head to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions you get at Prince George's Stadium this season. Next, the Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office tech professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, out to scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 01-577-121, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Systems, office technology made easy.
We continue on the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox now lead 3-2. Richmond goes into the bullpen for the first time today as Kaiwei Tang, leave now on the losing end of this. He entered the frame as a potential winner, but after home run, double, two walks, and an RBI fielder's buoy leads by one. The line on Tang is not yet final as 5 2/3 innings. Sits, and at the moment, three runs. He struck out seven, walked two, and allowed a home run. For now, they only have two runs to Tang. I'm not sure how that's possible. Oh, they've not put the full play in for Andrew Dashbach yet. So now Hunter takes over. Old friend of the Bay Sox, former Orioles, steps in to face off against Zach Watson. First pitch home. Watson watches it bouncing. Held in front by Brandon Martiron. Opens up at 1-0. Gray Fenter, a 200-pound, 26-year-old right from West Memphis, Arkansas. Minor league free agent picked up in 2018 appearances, a record and a 4.62 ERA. Girls. Here's Watson, flinches at a high fastball, and the count goes to 2-0. 37 hits for Fenter this season, 43. He has walked 29 batters and allowed runs. Watson, fastball misses down, and the count runs to 3-0. Fenter is making his second appearance in this series. He came in and finished off a scoreless sixth inning. Or rather, no, he tossed a scoreless. Danced around three different base runners, walking two. The 3-0 pitch, up and in. So the base reloaded as Watson saw straight pitches out of the zone. Dashbach moves to second, and Ortiz remains at third. Now for Connor Norby, his first opportunity with the bases loaded this season. Bowie has just been loading them up constantly in series. Cesar Perez slammed two nights ago, of course. And now with two outs, a base hit could really blow it open. First pitch home to Norby is foul right side. Count opens up at one. Norby, 2-for-3 on the day. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Breaking down and away, runs the count to nothing and two. He struck out, but reached on a wild pitch in the first. Advanced to second on a stolen on a wild pitch. Pulled in the third, and on the play, third on an error. Singled in the fifth, was stranded off of both of those base hits. Bases loaded, two away, here in the bottom six. The 0-2, down and away, bounces off, and the count runs to 1-2. One, two. This is up and in a fastball. And the count runs even at two on North. Still walked more than he struck out here in his career. And Hey, strikeouts, he still reached base. Three walks to strikeouts so far. The 2-2. Norby fouls it off right side. And the count remains. Dude, inside, ball three. The count full here on Norby. He's drawn one walk, is 0 for 1, full counts here in Double A. Intercepts, bases loaded, two outs. The 3-2, runner swung on and missed. Break ball down and away as Norby falls to an E. Fenter escapes the jam, but the Bay Sox take the lead. Run by Hudson Haskin. An RBI fielder's choice by Andrew Dash. As we move to the seventh, Bowie leads 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project or job done safely and on then your job calls for the plumber 5 Washington, D.C. 5 will always deliver the most well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the D.V. If you're a contractor, it's safe jobs done well. The plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them. Visit local5.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Get the best deals at Princeton with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only price. Bring along your furry friend Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy every Thursday from 5 to 6, $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts, other beer specials throughout the year, live music to get your night started. Always a great time at the ballpark, so get now at Baysox.com.
That's right, it's Dime Night at Prince George's Stadium on July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J. Walker, star of the 1970 Good Times, with a special VIP meet and greet package available. That's Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So ASOX.com right now to get your tickets and learn more.
Setting here at Prince George's Stadium as it's ahead to a 3-2 advantage. Adam Stauffer is back to work for the base. First pitch home to Tyler Fitzgerald. It's a breaking ball that misses down. Starts out at 1-0. It'll be Fitzgerald, Martirano, and Armani Smith due up in half inning for the Squirrels. Fitzgerald 2 on the day. A strikeout and a line out to center. As the 1-0 from Stauffer comes in, it's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Ended up middle-middle as the count runs even. So Stauffer at the moment is the pitcher record. After Noah Denner was initially in line for a loss, the Sox bailed him out with two runs in the bottom. The 1-1 slider misses play. They appeal on a check swing, but around, that's the correct call. Count goes 2 balls and a strike on Fitzgerald. After Fitzgerald, it's Martirano with only one hit among these three. 5 hits total for the Squirrels. The 2-1. There's the slider. Right, cut its way across the zone to just catch the outside edge. Still sat about belt high. Runs the count 2. Fitzgerald, fastball misses on and away, and the count runs full. Counts in this game as it has progressed. Not really much on that's led to it. See a relatively okay call of aberrations here and there. The 3-2 home. Flinch on the curveball, turned away for ball 4. See, that was a good call. Especially with Noah Denner. I said it, he was really just nibbling the edges all day today, and not all of his pitches were getting strikes, and most of them, I'd say about 95 of them were coming in well. There were just a couple really rough calls there where it seemed to be the umpire got fooled by the breaking, which is the batter did. So a walk drawn by Fitzgerald. That's the first by a Bay Sox pitcher today as Martirano digs in. First pitch home. Oh, watches the curveball. Called for strike and edges. Nothing and one to open. Runner at first, nobody out on the top, leads by one. Pickoff throw to first. A good zip, but offline lately. And Stauffer does the most fluid of motions over to first base. You don't blame how much he wants to be facing first, so he doesn't accidentally throw it away. That eats up precious moment. Here's the 0-1. Toronto watches the fastball miss up and away as the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Three-pitch offering for Stauffer. Four-seam fastball. He's got a curve that he's been using plenty today, as well as a jump. Shift Toronto. He pulled it the only time he put it in a single to left field. He struck out swinging at the second. 1-1 pitch. Swung on it to the fastball. Got him away, and the count goes to 1-2. Martirano's only other run for Richmond today. Again, it was a plate appearance that probably should have ended in a strikeout for DeNoyer. A pitch came in that was at the but it was a hard break. Run takes off. The 1-2 is swung on and missed inside strike three. The throw to second is high and late. Maverick Handley allows his stolen base of the day, but Martirano strikes out swinging for out of the inning. Tyler Fitzgerald is a fixed 7-for-7 in stolen base attempts this season. And it is tough with that down and inside, with the batting around back toward you. Handley move in very compact to get a full range of motion and send that to second to claim him. But now Fitzgerald at second. That's a tie with one out. Here's Armani Smith. First pitch, a curveball. He takes a late chance at it. It just rolls it to third base side. And it starts out at nothing and one. 0-for-2 on the day. Grounded out to the shop. Back in the third. Flew out to right field in the fifth. Deal one pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball away, and the count goes to nothing. Well, Bowie is just running into a gauntlet right now, and they've been holding their own in, I don't even want to say a surprise, just a comforting way, in a firm way over the last few days. As the 0-2 is off right side, count remains. Because we've seen the flashes from Bowie. They've big wins, quality performance, and saying it plenty, especially during the first half. It just came down to piecing those together to get it done. Doing that so far. Three-game win streak, an opportunity to win a fourth as they lead 3-2 in the seventh. As the 0-2 pitch comes in, and it's lifted out toward right field, carrying a tad, but Watson sees way. He'll catch it while running it, but tagging from second and going to third, Fitzgerald. The throw is a dime to third, but it is much late. Productive out, Monty Smith puts the tying run to face. And there's two away for Jacob Hayward. The fact is that Boo is playing the Southwest Division's first half champion. This gauntlet continues to be the Northeast Division's first champion. Off with Somerset, Patriot Georgia Stadium in late August. The only two times those teams play. Pitch home to Hayward. A curveball comes in high. And the count starts out at 1-0. 1-for-1 day for Hayward. He's single in the third inning. He gave Richmond the brief lead back in the fifth, and a sac fly out to right field. Runner at third, two away in the seventh. Bowie leads 3-2. Here's 1-0. Hayward watches breaking ball. The changeup called for strike from edge. Run the count even at one. Shift on for Hayward. 50% pull rate right-hander. 1-1 pitch. Takes a swing at a curveball away. Cracks it a little to the left side, rather. Foul ball, runs it to 2-2.
Estimated attendance, 1,498.
Stall opportunity to strand the tying run. He's already got four strikeouts on the day. It's recorded. See if you can make it 5-6. 2. Got him. Called strike 3 in the lower outside court. Stauffer strands the tying run at third. We stretch here at Prince George Stadium. Bowie Lee 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their teams out from the rest. Specialists also at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.
On the Green is your lawn care team, providing organic-based lawn care program for resident commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom-tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. OnTheGreenInc.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia, your favorite Bay Sox players, and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles Tackle Box Team Store. Jersey hats, autographed bats and balls, all prices. Located right of the main gate, Georgia Stadium, and online at BakeShop.com, the Tackle Box, only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Home half the center at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox 3-2. Cesar pumping it up while Gray Fenter continues on in relief for Richmond. Heavy on lefty with Prieto Haskins due to bat. First pitch home. Watches a fastball called for strike on the outside. Nothing in one to open. 0-2 Dado. Pitch. Breaking ball misses up and runs even at one. Prieto struck out first inning on a full count. He got hit by this pitch he saw in the third and then grounded Aiken back in the fifth inning. Third base plays in on the line as the 1-1 Prieto misses up and away. Count to 2-1. Well, we've seen him lay down the bunt singles a couple of times this season, but I really don't think I've ever seen him lay it down on or even try for it on anything other than the first or pitch. So I do find it interesting. Baseman still plays in. I guess you got the 2-1. Is grounded slowly to second. One nearly snuck underneath the legs of Shane Mathias. He took a late dive for it, dipping the glove down to finally pick the first. 4-3. Now here's Hudson Haskin. I'm definitely going to talk with him tomorrow about what it is with these leadoff home runs. Maybe some comfortability. First pitch home, swing and a miss on a fastball in. Count opens up at nothing and one. It's 10 home runs this season. Six of them have come as the first batter in an inning. Next pitch. This is wide from Fenter, and the count runs a strike. Fenter was in the rotation for Bowie for quite some time. As the 1-1 comes home, it's fouled off a piece to the right side. Runs the 1-2. Three different. He was a top 30 Orioles prospect. Fortunate that there was never anything that just went right enough for him to really get up there. Cubs had picked him up draft in 2020, but returned him before he even threw a single pit for the Cubbies. He was in for Bowie in the latter half of last season. As the one's into Haskin, it's away. Changeup runs the count even at 2. Base is empty, one away here in the bottom. The Sully likes some insurance as they lead 3-2, though, is swung on and missed high for strike three. Haskin is caught swinging third time tonight. Second strikeout for Gray Fenter. And it's the first Cespedes. Time to really tell you much about Cespedes since he stepped up. It was the first pitch he saw. He had smacked it to right center field. Came in as a defensive replacement. Kobe Mayo is the first pitch down and starts it out at 1-0. But on the season, Cespedes is hitting 194 with Bowie, but two home runs, six added in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball called a stretch, and the count goes even at 1. Next pitch from Fenter. There's a nice curveball. Fit its way into the top of the zone when Cespedes initially thought it might be headed for his ear. Setting to 1-2 as Fenter seems to be rhythm now. Next pitch. Down. Runs the count even to 2 here on Cespedes. Quiet night at Prince George's Stadium as we continue on into the dark hours. There's little small tinges of blue left pretty much past dusk. As Bowie leads 3-2, make it four consecutive wins and pick up a series. The 2-2 Cespedes, away a slot, runs the count full. Redding just finished up a fourth inning against Somerset. They lead 5-2. Hartford over Binghamton at the moment, 3. Sounds like Matzer finished his rehab starts with ponies and treated them to a big dinner afterwards. The payoff to Cespedes is strike three on the top half of the zone. Ball got it. Cespedes realized after starting to try and draw the umpire up the back-to-back strikeouts to perfect seventh inning for Gray Fent. Move to the eighth. Bowie leads 3-2. Bay Sox baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, no doubt that it is important for you to have the best and most qualified people working. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the very customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From production output devices, scanning and work to document security and storage, we understand print. Not printers. DCA Imaging, a call 301-71021. Learn more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekends all season. Tuesdays are military aviation night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best half around every Thursday from 5:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light draft, other beer specials throughout the year, and music to get your night started. It's at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Bottom of the eighth here at Prince George Stadium as Bowie still leads 3-2. Stauffer hoping to keep it that way as he faces off against the top of the Richmond up, opening with Michael Gigliotti. He was one of Richmond's two runs. Solo home run on the second pitch of the game, first inning. He's 1-for-3 for all. First pitch home, left-hander squares, pulled back. Curveball misses down inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Two strikeouts for Gigliotti, both have been a full count in the third and a 1-2 count fifth inning. But those were both against Noah Ditton, who finished with a career-high 9. There's the curve again. This time it's called strike. Running one. We've been having a lot of cycle lately up at the big league level. Arenado just finished one off for the St. Louis. As the 1-1 comes in, and it rolled over foul right side. Count run two. We were very fortunate this season that the cloud cover started over the ballpark and was forecasted to maybe drop a little bit off. Didn't. Stayed dry all night. Two pitch to Gigliotti is low. Curveball runs the count even. Mild shift on for Gigliotti. They look for low and away. Is the down and inside instead? Fastball runs the count full. Third full count that Adam Stauffer has to today. He struck out Sean Roakes and walked Tyler Fitzgerald to open. Here's the off. Little out towards shallow left, and there's Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, back on it. That sounded like it almost bounced off of some tar, a very just dead of the bat, but it pops out, and there's one away. So Richmond has an arming in their pen once more. Looks to be Cole Waits. Right-hander has made just 5 appearances with the Squirrels this season. As Shane Mathieu in the first pitch. It's called. Fastball hits the inside edge of the zone, and it's open. It looks to Anders throwing up against the wall. In I believe that to be Tyler Burt. There's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Just a piece, but a curveball inside to a strike on Eilert. Runs it to nothing and two. Shane Matheny. Yeah, that's Birch at mustache. Shift put on well. He's 0-for-3 with 3 strikes. And the 0-2 pitch. Fastball. Run the count to a ball. That is actually the first ball that Matheny hits all day. Ball in his first inning strikeout, his strikeout, or his sixth inning strike. Here's 1-2. That bounces it. Runs the count even at 2. So really, I think all Stauffer needs to do is just curveball on the bottom edge of the... It'd be very easy to get through it from there. As the 2-2 comes home, Matheny nicks it foul right side. He ball on the lower inside corner. But as the count remains even, they maybe try the fastball up now. Base is empty, one away in the 8th. Bowie ahead 3-2. First steps back, kicks high, fires the 2-2, and it comes in low. Stuck ball again, and it's another full count. So full counts for Adam Stauffer in the top of the 8th inning. He's getting up there in the pitch count for 51. Another payoff. Inside, a fastball for ball four. It's the second walk given up by Adam Stauffer today. But Shane Matheny does have a very high walk rate. I think he was just unlucky in his first few plate appearances. Now here's Diego Rincones. Most pitches Stauffer has thrown this, and it is 76. He's in his 2 2/3 innings against Erie. Small runs and 5 hits. Here's the right-hander ring. First pitch is a flare out toward right. That ball. Watson picks it. Puts it to the infield, but on to second, Matheny. A hit day for Rincones. He has really just been spraying the singles where against the Bay Sox in series. While he only went 1 for 4 yesterday, the solo home run, Tuesday had a 4-hit day with 4 singles. Now, again, none of those hits actually amounted to anything. They advanced any runners that scored. They didn't run in. He didn't score. And the same is said today. As Sean Roby steps in, first pitch is a swing and a miss on a curveball. Bit inside, and the count opens up at nothing and one. But, yeah, so far, his singles have not amounted to any actual run production for Rich. First and second, one away. Roby is swung on and missed low. It's quickly nothing and two. It's an 0-for-3 day for Roby. 3 strikeouts is one of them against Stauffer. That was back 6th inning. And again, Roby's hit into 7 double plays this season for most on the team with Rincones. And now Shelton Perkins is warming if he needs to come in this half inning. The 2 pitch. Grounded over to short. Ortiz to Norby. Back to and it's there. 6-4-3 in the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the 8th. Bowie will try for some more insurance as they lead it 2. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox their pest control services for all your residential and commercial pest control needs. Now, for general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and pest control services, call Pest. You can reach us at 301-31-8300 and at www.now.com.
Today at a Bay Sox game is with a group out at Georgia Stadium. Everything from entertainment to birthday parties and even fundraising activities for your team, the Bay Sox have options for your group at unbeatable rates. Plenty of options on suites, seats around the ballpark. Your group can fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner and first. Walk in to see a doc 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Inning here in Richmond, or in Bowie, nice lead Richmond, 3-2. Matt Savadas with you from Prince George Stadium with a new pitcher coming out of the mound, Squirrels. Great old Bay Sox starter, finished with inning and a third of scoreless relief. He didn't give up any hits, struck out 3 batters, and walked just 1. A very clean day for the right-hander. As he makes way for a fellow right-hander, Waits takes over. 6th, 180-pound, 24-year-old righty from Lawrenceville, Georgia, 18th round draft selection in 2018. Waits on for Richmond has made 5 appearances, 1 with a 4.50 ERA. 6 innings, he struck 9, walked 6. He's Joey Ortiz, Maverick Handley, and J.D. Mundy to get things here at the bottom of the 8th. Ortiz, 1-for-2 on the day, a sink. The first pitch home is lifted the other way, shallow and deep. A base hit for Ortiz, and insurance opens up the inning at first base. Just a little flared. Well, Ortiz is really picking up the contact as well lately. That's now his 15th multi-hit game. Finally ties him with Westberg for the most on the team this season. Of course, Westberg, though, has been gone for 3 weeks at this point. Tells you just about how good he was. Here's Maverick Handley as Waits sets on the east side of the rubber. First pitch in. And Handley hammers it out left center. Gigliotti was played the other way. Was able to run it down. Center fielder makes the catch on the line drive. Ortiz retreats to first base. One away as J.D. Mundy comes into the box. Shelton Perkins still warming in the blue. Tyler Burch was up for a brief moment against the wall. Perkins was getting loose when Adam Stauffer was starting to run into him in the last half inning, but a double play got Stauffer in. Looks like Stauffer will be after three innings. First pitch to J.D. Mundy. It's too far down and inside a breaking ball. It's 1-0. 0 for 2 day for Mundy. He dropped back in the sixth inning, but got taken force. He hit it in the fourth. Don't want to do that here. 1-0. Mundy watches it just miss low. Under the knees at 96 miles. As the count runs to two balls and no strikes. Or deep lead at first. The 2-0. Wide. And it's 3-0. Now with a left box and a 3-0 count, this has to be a golf one, right? Especially Mundy grounded into the double play previously. And parts a rock behind the plate. I feel like you need, but Ortiz stays put. The 3-0 is hit to the right side, but it hits off the glove of Matheny in field. Ortiz is going to try for third. Grounded by Smith and sent in, but just Ortiz slides the third safely, and Mundy puts him with a one-out single in the bottom of the eighth. 107-mile-an-hour missile from Joey Ortiz. That one has as a single just based on that fact. The eighth hit of the day for the Bay Sox and extends Mundy's hit streak to four consecutive games. In all honesty, Matheny making contact that ball probably affected Richmond. Of course, necessarily say that he should have tried, but if he missed the ball entirely, then Ortiz a third. Because it would have been that 107-mile-an-hour shot directly to the right fielder. And Armith would have had an easy time picking it and throwing it to third. So now it's first and third. Drew Dashbach and only one away. Coach Paul Esquera comes out, gives us a tell you about On the Green Inc. They're spending 25 years of providing custom lawn pest control programs. They provide guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Enjoy the outdoors this On the Green Inc. Go to onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. At the corners with one out, here's the first pitch. Fastball, misses a 95 on the gun, and the starts out at 1-0. 0 for Dashbach, but with an RBI. Hit into a fielder's choice with the bases loaded in sixth. He just beat out a double play ball, which would have ended the... Wants to avoid the same here as the 1-0 comes in, and it gets by! Away from Martirano, here comes Ortiz. Oh, is just late, and the Bay Sox takes their lead. It's 4-2. Mundy scampers to six. It's not the way we anticipated getting the insurance, but they'll take it. Runs the count to 2-0, Ashbach. But now run at second base and one out. So a little more breathing room for Shelton Perkins to come on for a save situation in the ninth. 2-for-4 in his save opera this season. The 2-0 to Ashbach. This is down. And the count to 3-0. Joey Ortiz went on the first pitch, saw. Maverick Handley did as well. But then it was no count to J.D. Mundy and now to Andrew Dashbach. So it has either been serving up hittable balls or just missing the zone entirely. He sets. The 3-0 pitch. That finally finds the zone. Sits middle for a called strike. The previous pitch came in at 9 an hour, but he dropped two off a gun to pick up that called strike at 96. This is where flamethrowers can run into trouble when they make this jump. The 3-1 strike, that one a 98 mile an hour, he lower outside corner. Count's full. Sometimes you have to sacrifice that velocity for that command. And when you're getting your first taste of double, it can be tough because he swings and misses from experienced double-A batters. The payoff, Ashbach is swung on and missed for strike three. Another 98-mile-an-hour on the inside, and that's the first strikeout for West. 11th overall for Ridgeon. And that in stat that I just love back of at this point continues. 48 plate appearances for Andrew Dashbach that have gone to a full count, and he has still not collected a base hit on any of them. He's walked on plenty of them, but no base hits. Here's Zach Watson, runner at second, two away. First pitch, Watson. Watches the fastball. It's down and away. Just a little under the knees, and it's 1-0 to 0 for 2 day for Watson. Popped out in the third. Out in foul territory in the fifth. He walked him up on four pitches, but he got left at base. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 98. And the count runs even at 1. Waits is really just sticking with the fastball. Trying to keep it interesting as he moves around the zone. Almost going in a triangle. Down and in. Up. The 1-1. That one down at triple digits. 100 miles an hour for Cole Waits. But it runs the count to the strike. This is warm in the bullpen. The Bowie would like to give it for the 2-1. Just a piece fat. 98 on the lower outside as Watson evens it up. Boop 4-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A run in the first, two in the sixth, and then one here in the eighth on a couple of singles and a wild pitch. Waits, tall and slender on the base side. The 2-2. Watson off behind home plate. Gets out of play. That one at 99. Well, we haven't seen two digits this season. I think the only other one we've seen ballpark was Daniel Lowe of Akron when he had that unbelievable string of 11 consecutive strike to open the game. Wait sets. Another Watson is lifted. Right side. Potential for this to the warning track, and it's out of just onto the second row seat backs, and it actually bounces backfield and rolls almost to the foul line as the count remains even at 2 on Watson. Big shutout win for the North Tides that is just wrapped up. 2-0 over Gwinnett. Joseph 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Chris Vallemont came in on a pitched well. The 2-2, swing and a strike 3. Fastball high at 99 miles an hour. Two strikeouts from the flamethrower. But Bowie gets a run across, singles in a wild pitch. Shins comes in for the save. Bowie lit 2. You're listening to Base Sox Base.
Well, it's a busy at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 7th. Princesses and Pirates Day. Park. Don your shiniest crown, wear your fiest slippers or your peg leg and your eye patch as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale castle and a buckling ballpark. It's also Louis' birthday bash. Many of Louis' mad friends will be on hand to celebrate what should be a fantastic day at Prince George. That's Sunday, July 17th. So now at Baysox.com.
There is a week live where the baseball world revolves around in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is a forgettable experience full of fan-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodge, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and Dave Tease as the class of 22. Visit baseballhall.today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help them stand out from the rest. Specialists help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance and other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedists, nurse case managers, a physicist, and more. All to get your employee back to work. Contain costs, premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Well, it's always just such a great honor to go along for the broadcast this night and every night. Matt Sabatis bringing you Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie. The Bay Sox try to wrap up their fourth consecutive win. They win 4-2 here in the ring. Adam Stauffer called today. The reliever tossed three scoreless innings with two hits and five strikeouts. He's the winning pitcher at the moment. Sheldon Perkins takes over. First, Ricardo Henevez is a breaking ball. Misside. It's 1-0 to start. Tyler Fitzgerald and Brandon are the batters due up in this half inning for Richmond. If any reach, Armani Smith. The wonderful curveball moves its way into the corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Henevez an 0-for-3 day, a pair of strikeouts. As the 1-1 comes in, and it's lifted out towards center. Gallo as Haskins sprints in a long way. Finally camps and makes. There's one away. If the Bay Sox pick up this win, it will be their second four-game win streak of the season. They've not gone on a fire at all this year. To Fitzgerald, fouled off on a line, 2-0-1 to start. Perkins, a 5'10", 215-pound, 16th round selection and 29th from James Madison. Turns and fires the 0-1 to Fitzgerald. It's away. A fast runs the count even at 1. Up for Bowie, Perkins has made 18 appearances, 0-3 with a 4.03 ERA that has really been diving lately. The one just misses again. That time the slider runs to 2-1. 22 and a third innings for Perkins. 23 strikeouts, 17 walks, only one homer. Here's the 2-1 pitch. There's the curveball. Call it for strike two. Lower inside corner. Runs the count at 2. Perkins out that first home run of the season just a week ago against Erie. The 2-2. Misses mid. Too much bite. Slider runs the count full. Filled 0 for 2. Walked in the 7th. Stole. Moved to 3rd on a flyout, but was left. Bowie leads 4-9. The payoff pitch. Lifted out to deep left, but Cespedes sees it the whole way. He was already deep enough, so he actually stepped in a couple from the warning track and makes the catch. So 2 away. Here's Bono. Bowie can wrap this one up. It will be their first win since they took 4 of 7 from Binghamton back from the 4th to 19th of the last month. First pitch on Martirano is bounced slowly. Middle, tough play for Norby. He back tries to throw it to first, but it's just no weakly hit. It was very tough for Norby to even really make that double play, but the fact that he got it to first should be commendable. So a 2-out for Martirano here in the top of the 9th inning. Brings the tying run for Richmond in Armani Smith. One home run on the season. But it was a solo. First pitch. Smith. It out to center. Should end the game. Skin runs in. Now backs up 3 steps. And brings it down. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners again. They take with Richmond and remain undefeated in the second half. Tonight's final. Bowie 4, Richmond 2. We'll step aside a little bit as we've got plenty of coverage away on Bay Sox postgame. And for Bowie, we're back after this. Your Bay Sox baseball.
BS Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Value to see the best games at Prince George Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange discounts and suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home year. Get your pack now by calling 01-464-4865 or heading online to Baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms Swiss-made coffee machines grind rich, flavorful coffee beans and one magnificent cup at a time. Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCG Systems, we provide a tenured office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. DCA Imaging, a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This is the time to catch up on your annual health screen. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your hood. At Luminous Health, you are the. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Tabanas.
Well, what run the Bay Sox have been on the past couple of days, and they continue it as they take the fourth game over the Richmond Flying Squirrels evening. A 4-2 final of the series win and remain defeated here in the second half. Matt with you from Prince George's Stadium as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame. We'll read this game in depth, get you some of the key highlights from the action, and then look around the league and the Orioles organization, of course, still undefeated, will remain atop the EL Southwest Division. Still, we'll look at the other scores and let you know how some of the other teams are faring. First, we recap. So, we go all the way back to the faraway land of 7.07 p.m. Pitch came home from Noah DeNoyer to Michael Lee. It was a ball, just a bit up and over the left-hander. The next pitch, though, it found its way in the zone, and it found the wall. Overcast day at Prince George's Stadium. Oh, is hammered out toward deep right and back to the wall, and there it goes. Big fly by Michael Gigley, his 7th home run of the season. And on the second pitch of the game, Rick's a 1-0 advantage. Neuer would lock in from there, though. Ground out, strikeout, and we were on at the bottom of the first. The Bay Sox, while they didn't necessarily get the leadoff runner on a convincing way, they got him. Connor Norby struck out swinging on a two, and it got down and away, skipped past the catcher, Brandon Martirano, and Norby was able to sprint to first base. Stole second base, moved to third on another wild pitch. So Bowie had a tying run at third without a walk, a hit, by any of that. Two outs, Kobe Mayo saw a two he liked. If he can do it, the two open. Grounded hard left side, base hits. Kobe Mayo to back Knights with the first inning RBI. This one, game-tying sink, two outs, and it's 1-1. That'd be it for Bowie in the end. Would fly out to center on a pitch. Kaiwei Tang had a very lengthy inning. Every single batter saw at least a 2-2, except for Mayo and Ortiz, 2-0 count and a 3-0 count. But a long frame, the Bay Sox only did cross. But at the top of the second, well, Neuer, well, it was his game now. Romano, you're crossing the country twice. The 2-2 on and missed for strike three. Breaking ball down, and DeNoyer strikes out the side second. He's got five Ks on the day. DeNoyer was bowling. As the game moved into the bottom of the second, Bowie also went down in order. In the top of the third, a one-out single by the wayside as DeNoyer racked up two more outs, bringing him up to seven overall. Into the bottom of the third, Bowie, a one-out double from Connor Norby in third base on an error on the play. Prieto was then hit by a pitch, but Kaiwei pulled, struck out the next two batters to strand those runners at the corners. At the fourth, Diego Rincones led off with the field, but after a line-out to short, Joey Ortiz tried to double Rincones at first. It was smart play, but it just didn't win his favor. It actually got past the first and rolled into the Bay Sox dugout. Riggs would advance to third on the error. But DeNoyer would work a line-out to strike runner and send us on to the bottom of the fourth. Also got a leadoff single, this one by Joey Ortiz, but he was taken out on a double play, and the inning was quickly over. In the fifth, Noah DeNoyer had Brandon Moore behind on an 0-2 count and threw a curveball that really looked like it hit the letters. Probably could have gone for a called three, but it was called a ball. Toronto stayed alive, took it for count to run it full, and singled the field. He then stole six, and the throw from the catcher, Maverly, skipped off of the glove second baseman and headed into right field to go from first to the individual play. Armani Smith flew out in between all, but there was still only one out, and Jake Hayward was able to get just enough of to put Richmond ahead. Here's the lifted out toward right center. Should be deep enough to score the run as Zach Watson moves in on it, make catch. And here comes Martirano on the bag. Throws a great one, but it's cheats. Would be 2-1 after that. Didn't matter, though, because Noah DeNoyer racked up his career-high ninth strikeout to end the fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth, still against the Bay Sox, went down quietly. Two-out single by Connor Norby was left, and the game went on to the sixth, where Adam Stauffer took over. He struck out all three batters while working around a single. Sox got it going again in their half sixth inning. As Tang continued to deal, he tried to face off against Hudson Haskin. Time through against Hudson Haskin. Now leading off an inning, there's just something about that Haskin really, really enjoyed. Seven punch outs for Kaiwei Tang so far as the 0-1 comes in, and Haskin hammers it left. Rincones is back, and there it goes. Hudson Haskin says goodbye. Game tying solo home here to lead off the sixth. It's 2-2. After that, it would be a double from Christopher Cespedes, who's a defensive replacement for Kobe Mayo. Joey Ortiz drew a walk. Pass ball pushed both runners into starting position with nobody out. That was a head run at third. But Maverick handled out to second. That was the first out. And J.D. Mundy drew a walk. Actually, a tough situation for the Bay Sox. They're now loaded, and they've been a big ground team on some of these bases loaded situations. Drew Dashbach stepped up and did hit a ground ball, but he was able to beat or get him into play. The 3-0. Bouncing ball over to the left side, a slow roller. Go home, they'll have to try for two. Fitzgerald to McKee, back to Hennebase, but it's not in time. Run scores, and the Bay Sox take a 2 lead. RBI for his 35th of the season, and he gets it done here in the bottom of the sixth. The bases would be reloaded when Richmond made a pitching change. They brought in Gray Fenter, former Bay Sox starter from 2021, who was Zach Watson on four pitches. It reloads, but Connor Norby struck out full count to end the inning and leave board. It was a one-run game at that point. He went into the seventh. Adam Stock continued to deal. He did give up a leadoff, a stolen base, and a flyout, pushed third base, but two strikeouts frame with that runner left aboard. At stretch, the Bay Sox went down in order against Fenter, a ground out and two strikeouts. On to the eighth inning with Stauffer's run, a walk and a single with one out. He's some trouble, but a double play hit into by ended that issue. And in the bottom of the eighth, the Bay Sox provided just a bit more cushion going into the last frame. Joey Ortiz led off with a first pitch to right field against new pitcher Cole Waite. The flamethrower got Maverick Hanley to line up, but J.D. Mundy followed with a flare field of his own. Oh, actually, his was a line drive that hit off of the second baseman's glove. 107-mile-an-hour shot off of the Mundy put Joey Ortiz to third base. With Andrew Dashbach, he was really running up the count. Ahead 3-0, and that, around that time was when Waite was really starting to controlling that hot fastball. Boyd the same here. As the 1-0 gets by, down and away from Martino. Here comes Ortiz. The throw is just in. The Bay Sox increase their lead 4-2. Wild to bring it home. Ortiz with the scare. J.D. Mundy would move to sex, but Dashbach would eventually strike out. So Zach Watson ending any potential threat insurance. But Bowie led by two. Shelton Perkins for the top of the ninth. Two-out infield single to Brandon Martino, but Perkins had no other issue with run batters. Armani Smith, the last for Richmond, ended the day. First, Smith sends it out to center. Game. Haskin runs in, sub three steps, and brings it down. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. They take the series with Richmond, remain undefeated in the second half. Tonight's final, Bowie 4, Richmond 2. So your full box score scores two runs on seven hits with one error they left on six. Bowie scores four runs on eight hits with two errors, that eight. Adam Stauffer is the winning team, moves to 2-1 in the season as Kai Tang takes the loss. He falls to six. Shelton Perkins gave his third here in 2022. Game was played in 2 hours and 2 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Princeton Stadium of 1,488. With the loss, Richmond falls to 40-33 on the season, a four-game losing streak, and they're now 4 in the second half. Richmond is now 18-19 when playing on the road. With the win, Bowie moves to 31-2 on the season, a four-game winning streak Sox, as they're now 4-0 second half of 2022. The Bay Sox are now 18-19 when home crowds at Prince George's Stadium. Two sides will, of course, meet tomorrow. The Bay Sox will try to increase their lead series. We'll tell you more in preview matchup on that one in just a little bit, but for now, a break. When we return, a little bit of check on the scoreboards, see how the East is doing as well as the Orioles organization. Bowie takes down Richmond tonight, 4-2. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most, whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners. Anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With the country's leading orthodontist right here in the area, we love to see Bay Sox fans with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.ca and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
There's plenty going on at Princeton on Saturday, July 30th. It's Island Luau Night at the ballpark as the Sox battle the Altoona Curve. Logic from the islands, inspirational dance princes, and more. But that's not all. Maryland's worst car show. A clunker, a piece of junk on wheels. Well, here's your chance to show it off. And that's all on Saturday, July 30th. Sox.com to purchase tickets and more about registering for Maryland's worst show. Hope to see you there.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of year. X-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For teen illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Into Prince George's Stadium one final time as we continue on with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you from Bowie. 4-2 win for the Bay Sox over Richmond. Straight win and their first series since taking down Binghamton in a 7-game set last month. Of course, it is July 1st, so it was only about 2 weeks ago. But last month, as we look around the Eastern League, oh goodness, New Hampshire, they dumped the Portland Sea Dogs today. A two-hit shutout. New Hampshire needed one run. 16. Four runs in the first, two in the second, in the third, four in the seventh, one in the eighth. I'm not sure how Portland left at that one. There are actually a couple of shutouts in the league. As Altoona blanked Harrisburg on just two hits as well. They had major league rehabbers in that game. I know Junior was a part of that one. But the Kirk will remain in the hunt with Bowie in the early goings of the Southwest Division here in the second half. There's one final in the league. Binghamton could not contain a six-run fifth inning from Hurd as the Yard Goats cruise to an 8-3 in Dunkin' Donuts Park. And then game in action, Reading and Somerset still battling. Reading is keeping the Patriots at an arm's length for now. It's 7-5 headed top of the ninth inning. Reading just needs those final 3 outs. Erie and Akron won today. Rain at UPMC Park has forced the game to be made up. August, they'll meet again in August for a six-game set, which now be a seven-game series. So they'll just play remaining two in that series at the scheduled time. Got to make sure that you don't mess with the fireworks schedule, of course. As we look around the Orioles organization, a couple of big wins and a couple of big losses with Low A. Delmarva had given up a seven-run seventh at Fredericksburg Key, or Fredericksburg Net. See, that's confusing. The Fredericksburg Nationals to Fredericksburg as Delmarva falls into two. And then Aberdeen, a nine spot in their own right, but it came a little bit more in bits and pieces. They fall to Winston-Salem 9-1. But it was a great day for the Norfolk Tides. D.L. Hall and Chris Vallott pitching in piggyback held to just one hit in a 2-0 shutout win. Kevin Gutierrez picked up a home run for Norfolk, and Jordan Westbrook picked up an RBI double for the 2 runs for the Tide. So it's been a pretty respectable day on the farm, at least for Baltimore. The score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and they pick up a nice 4 tonight to extend their win streak to 5 games. These two teams are back at it tomorrow as they continue with their 6 series. Zach Peake will Bowie an 0-2 record, but a 0.68 ERA on the season, while Harrison will start for Richmond, 2-1 mark, with a 4.0 ERA. Game starts at 35, which means a DCA Image Systems pregame show of 16. For now, though, we say Sol Sabatis from Prince George's Stadium. Thank you so much for stopping by on what's been night at the ballpark as Bowie Town Richmond 4-2. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This is a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.